Blog Talk Radio.
When I made the bed, they heard the bed. I made a perfect
Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson, Performance Tires, carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast. With your host, Game Over Mario, Grudge Inc., South Carolina Governor.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Go ahead, darling.
Well, I don't know how to really I want to start this show off today. It's a lot of stuff gonna get said. A lot of people are really not gonna like what's going on. But nevertheless, we're gonna get started. See what's going on here. One second. Let me get my line clear here. First and foremost, I'm going to give everyone a wrap-up about what took place in Dodge, South Carolina, on Saturday. In my opinion, it was a real nice show. Nice turnout. A lot of people showed up. In defense, I heard a lot of people, I read people had negative things to say. I don't really see why. It was good. It might have been a little drawn out, but nevertheless, it was that. I'm going to go ahead and speak my piece on my situation. As I did not get to race, but mainly it wasn't because of me, it was because of my equipment, I'm going to say. But nevertheless, I'm not going to make an excuse. I'm just going to go ahead and say I didn't get to do it. The old jacks came in, and boy, when I say they jumped on me real fast, real fast. And I give them credit for doing that because I talk all the shit in the world to them for as long as I could, and they was able to back it up, and I wasn't. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later on as well. I need to try to get Jay Barnes on the phone, if any way possible. I was informed of a couple of things that took place earlier that I think he wants to address or maybe clean up, maybe try to figure out what's going on. Is there any way possible we can make that happen? In the meantime, can you, whatever calls I got, can you go ahead and get those on while you're trying to get Jay on for me?
Okay, I believe Jay is already on. Jay Barnes?
I am. How you doing, Mario? I was listening to your report. You sound a little sound like a little down in the weather. I don't know. That's not, you get a little more upbeat than this.
Well, Jay, I'm gonna tell you, man. I got it's been a interesting day. I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say rough. I'm gonna say interesting. It's been an interesting weekend. So Yeah, so you know, being at that track we was at, it's an interesting weekend. So it was all right. How was your weekend, Jay? On the weekend,
man, I had an excellent weekend. I ended up going down to Miami to cross County Line Dragway, Miami, and Big Low had a race down there with the local guys, and I had a ball, and I got pictures that we going up on Grudging, you know, late on the night. But Big Low, everybody, you know, we don't get a chance to see Big Low that much up this way. But Big Low, he definitely raced on a regular basis. And, he had to light the candles up on a couple of guys down there that was talking junk. So I had an excellent time. I got a chance to hang out with a guy down in South Florida, man. And the race was good. The people were good. The food was good. You know, the track was good. It was good all the way around. And so I had a good time, you know. I think they're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but the race was great, man. And I think, that might be a place that we all need to visit, South Florida, man. Go down, you know. I don't think everybody, you know, need to make it into a vacation out of it. Because, you know, it's so nice down there. But the weekend was good. It was good. Yeah.
Well, that's always good. That's always good to hear. That's always good to hear.
Hello.
But Jay, let me get to this show right here. I can't tell you. You know, normally we have a nice civilized show today. I mean, normally we do. I can't really tell you how this is gonna end up today, now, Jay.
Uh-oh.
I feel like I can't really tell you. I'm gonna say like Godfather would say. I can't really tell you how long it's going to last today. Mainly because I'm not going to say the power per se. You know, I respect and love the fans. So
yep.
As far as them, that'd be the only reason why I'm entertaining this conversation. But I'm going to say in certain times of golf, I would say, I can't tell you even how long the show going to last today. But
yep.
Nevertheless, they, I heard that I got a phone call on you today too. I heard the weekend went well, but did everything else go pretty well today?
Well, I mean, the weekend did go good. I mean, the weekend went good. I came back. We was on a Grudging show last night. You know, Dog was on with me. Man, we had an excellent show. I mean, excellent show. You know, everything we talked, you know, putting it up nicely. Guys up north had some big racing this weekend. I mean, everybody went to bed, you know, nice and warm with a good night, you know, thinking that everything was perfect. And which brings up my topic for today. is, you know, I want to be.
Oh, you got a topic for today, Jay?
I got a topic. And I just want to know, you know, we all out here in grudge racing, we all play various parts in it. We got tuners, we got racers, drivers, promoters, track owners, you know, we got a full array of things, people. And the question that I have is there anybody in this group that should be considered off limit when it comes to whether or not you if you made an error, if you lost a race, if you turn your nitrous on too soon, too late, broke a rear end. Is there anybody that's not subject to reproach, in this game? You know, that's my question. That's my initial question.
I got to ask you a question. Like I said, I apologize for not being able to talk to you earlier when you were trying to call me, so try to inform me a little bit. But what exactly are you getting at, man? I'm trying to, tell me exactly what you're getting. I mean, when you say is anybody exempt meaning what?
Well, I mean, like, for example.
Exempt from what?
Getting your nuts kicked in, get a mud hole stuffed in your ass. I mean, like, for an example. I have heard.
Oh, like Pipe Man would say, getting kicked in the nuts.
Get kicked in the nuts. Is anybody in this game exempt from that?
In the grudge game itself?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't say something. I mean, now you got certain people that, I mean, I guess it all depends on the situation. I'm not going to say I'm agree with you yet or understand, because, I mean, you haven't really told me, but, you know, every situation has, you know, I don't know. It just depends on what you mean. Now, you got to, how about enlighten me on what's going on? Can you just tell me what's going on, or you want to, can you put your topic, just tell me, give me the short version, and everybody will tell me, and I will say, give me the short version.
Well,
I understand,
you know,
somebody kind of something that kind of roused yourself. But I'm gonna be honest. I was not. From what I was understanding, and I was trying to get back, I heard somebody was a live broadcast went on. I guess from my understanding, something didn't go quite as planned. Is there truth to that?
Well, no. Let me tell you. I don't know how to approach, that's why I want to know.
Well, ain't but one way to do it. Ain't but one way to do it. They on this show now. I'm pretty sure everybody else has heard the grudge events and had, if they got a computer, they can read. If they on this show, they pretty much know about what took place in the weekend to a certain extent, except for me. I didn't know. I need to hear about what happened at the, with the big road race. I did need to hear that because I wasn't aware of that. But, I'm not trying to be funny, but. Like I said, I don't know how long it's going to last tonight, but it's going to get wired up here in just a few seconds. I can guarantee that.
They're going to get wired up tight. Well, the issue that I had, let me tell you, I go ahead and say the issue I had. I was called and confronted by somebody today, and it was Lil Mo. Lil Mo called me and said, I mean, he was mad. I'm talking about, I mean, he have belittled me with every kind of insult that he thought that that he could say on the phone to me. And
Lil Mo did this.
Lil Mo.
Now, did he have a reason to, Jay?
Well, I'm assuming, I don't think so, but that's the whole point. Now, he told me, and the only thing I know, this is what I know what had happened, is on Sunday night when we did the show, they had a back half race up in Dawson, that's where y'all were, and pretty much a new...
And he came in. He came in, too, now. He was at the race, right?
Yeah, he was at the race. And a new back half champion was crowned. And, J.C. Richardson. And so I don't personally know him, but the fact, and I wasn't there, but the fact that he won, he's now the belt holder. So in our conversation on the radio last night, I was just saying he is the reigning champ. You know, no excuses. He is that. And in that, we talked about various things, and the way the conversation came up, as I was trying to uphold J.C. Richardson as the champ, Dawg asked me to say, well, J.C.'s the Grudge Inc. champ. And when he said that, it made me feel as though another champ somewhere else. And so I asked this question. I said, well, I didn't understand what he was saying, but he clarified. He said, Jay, there's a new good ink champ, back half champ. I said, well, okay. He said, because, you know, it's different sanctioning bodies out here. And he just went through the thing just being funny, but saying, you know, the IBF, the BBC, the, you know, and he named. And so I said, okay, granted, you know. So then my question was to him, in the race that was in Dalton that I was not at, was every champ that considered himself a champ by whatever means, IBC, the BBF, the IBC, the CBS, were they in the race? And he said, well, yeah, they were in the race. So I said, making sure that I got a good understanding, any backhand car, whoever held a title or a prevalent holder title, was in the race Sunday. He said, yes. I said, did they win? He said, no. I said, who won? J.C. Richardson. I said, we got a new champ. Plain and simple. And so that's how the conversation was going. And he went on to say, talking about Lil Mo, that Lil Mo had trouble and this, that. You know, I didn't want to hear that. He also said the same thing about Tony Vines. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. I'm sorry. Okay. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to stop you right there. Okay, on this show, the way I like to do things is, if you call a man name, tell him what he said or what he did, me personally, I like to get him on. Now, I understand that we kind of pay the bills. I understand I pay my bills. I also understand that you pay me. But what I'm going to say is this here. If any way possible, I heard you call. So, from what I'm understanding, Lil Mo called you and confronted you today with an issue he had with you.
Correct.
Okay, well, being said with that, I'm not sure if he's on. Lil Mo, if you on, if you don't mind, if you feel like talking, hit the one button. You also named Dog. If you don't mind hitting the one button. I mean, on here, if you're talking about something, I'm going to let y'all hear that. Tony Bynes, if you on here, hit the one button. I mean, this is an open show, you know. That's the only way I know how to get to the bottom of some things. So
okay,
if any of these calls on here.
We have Tony Bynes, his mic is open. I have Godfather, his mic is open.
Well, that's good enough. Gentlemen,
okay,
how you doing?
Okay, my mic on now, Mario.
Yes, sir. How you doing, boss?
Okay, Mario, first thing, I want to applaud you for saying what you're trying to say. And you're right, though. Jay beating around the goddamn bush and just won't come out with it so you can understand the question. So it's hard to understand the question or give him an answer if he beating around the bush. All right. As you know, your tuner, driver, whatever, is Mike Hill or Chris too, right?
Correct.
I want you to follow me, and then I'm going to shut the hell up because I'm going to lay the groundwork so you'll know where you're at. Okay, you know
damn well. I just need somebody to tell me what's going on. That's what
I'm saying. I'm going to lay it to you so you will know because Jay Hill's been around the bush, even though I ain't going to say Jay is all the way at fault about nothing because Jay did what he had to do, and it wasn't bad, but this is the only mistake he made. You know Chris too, Mike Hill, whatever. You can't say nothing about a tuner, about his work. So when Jay said that J.C. Richardson out-tuned Lil Mo, that blow Lil Mo's top. And you know damn well you can't say nothing about a tuner with, so we shouldn't have went that way. And that's what the whole thing is about. Now, if you want to go on the rest of the show,
basically,
I'll be standing by for directions.
Okay, well, if I go any further, Ball Signs, are you on?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Your mic is open, so I just want to let you know. I don't know if you have anything you want to add first off, or you listening, or what's anything you want to say.
Well,
I'm
just waiting on Tony Wright to get on the show. That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, we talked about Boss last night, too, and everything. And but the main thing, the problem is, Mario, is J Bonds and Lil Mo. And if you want to address that, that's what the main thing is. And we all know that. And we was talking about Tony. It was a damn good show. I told your motherfucking ass, and I'm going to violate you next time. I told you specifically to always go back and listen to a controversial show yourself so you can hear it. It was a goddamn good show. We talked about Tony, gave him some props. We kicked him in the nuts a little bit. We kicked you in the nuts a little bit. We had a damn good show. But what happened is what Jay talking about with Lil Mo is Lil Mo, when he said, was out tune. Well, to be honest with you, every ass.
Well,
and
I know you
nuts,
can't say that.
I had nuts and his dick in my mouth if they want to say that. And I was saying, but because Lil Mo wasn't out tune. He wasn't out tune. He just had a breaking. But you know Jay Barnes, he pushed the envelope. It made the show pretty good.
Okay. Well, let me say this right here. I'm gonna say this right here. Then, in my opinion, let me get this off. Now, Jay Barnes, if you said a man was out tune, that's a matter of your opinion. Now, one thing I do know dealing with tuners, luckily I have the fortune of both of my drivers are tuners. So that's kind of a touchy subject, you know what I'm saying? So I respect you on that. Now, from what I understand was, now, as far as the back half, as being the back half champ goes, I'm gonna say this right here. Now, you didn't tell it like that, Jay, but if you said a man's out tuned, that's your opinion. I can't say he wasn't out tuned, he wasn't, because at the end of the day, I'm not going to take no props from a man that won. Now, if he maybe, I mean, does that still make him the back half champ? I can't see how it's a back half race.
Also, Mario, Lil Mo said he didn't want to get on. He said he was a little wrong. He told me to handle it. Any questions you want to ask, he said you can ask me.
Okay. That hype man's mic open. That hype man that keep said y'all here in the background.
Mario, you ain't seen my goddamn text.
Coming through. Hold on. Excuse me, sir. I was gonna get you on tight. Now let me say something. I'm trying to do something one time today. This ain't the day for this right here. This ain't the day for that right there. So hold on, goddamn. First of all, I ain't see you none this weekend, Tyson.
Yeah, we did miss your big head ass too. You lying fucking bitch. You're gonna be in Dawson too.
Mario, did I not give you good information on why I didn't make it there this morning?
Yes, sir, sir. But hold on. What I'm saying is I'm going to go and address the fact.
Talking about, who is the mode that he came
to? Listen to me. Okay. Oh, hold on. I'm going to let y'all get to all that. This is what I'm saying. In racing, and just like everything else, like we just talked about, like we did get Mr. Jordan us about this. Now, I'm going to say this, Father Lil Mo. I done said my things about it before, you know, just in talking and my opinion, but that's just an opinion. However, when Tony Bynes go out here and kick everybody's ass, and Gangsta Bulls who chant right now kicking everybody's ass, it's fair and it's okay for everyone to say that Lil Mo's a bad bitch and he's this and he's that, and which could be an agreement, because guess what? It shows up. So a man can't come in here and say, oh, Lil Mo ain't bad, Lil Mo ain't this, because, hell, the man, he tuned the car, that's the champ. That's perfectly fine. But when you get beat, you got to be able to accept it the same kind of way. You know what I'm saying? That does not take nothing from you. It's just that, hey, on that particular day, you got beat. Whether or not it was mechanical failure, whether or not it was a driver error, the car could have went perfect. He could have got beat on the tree. So what? At the end of the day, he's not. But that doesn't take nothing from him as a man. So I don't understand. You know, by saying you getting out tuned and all that, I feel like Lil Motor been around long enough that he knows Jay Barnes ain't shit. Jay Barnes a man sit behind a phone, sit behind a mic. So how can a man like that?
A lot of things that you dead ass right, Mario. But you got to make sure now if both of them had to make the trip and the man just overpowered a little more, then you could have said he was out tuned. So you know, it's difficult. The terminology would have made him mad. The terminology, not that he got
his
ass.
Is that tight man? Is that tight man? Keep talking in the background.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk. They won't let me talk. But my thing is, okay, just like Mario said. Whoop the do. Lamo the best. Okay, the man said you got out tune. Who the fuck are you to pick up the phone and call this man?
Okay. Let's everybody get the feelings out of it. Let's get the real thing.
Ain't nobody got no feelings.
Okay, Tyke man, slow down. You should have listened to the show also, Tyke man. So I'm trying to say, today we don't need to get it straight first and deal with the bullshit later. What I'm trying to say is the terminology has a lot to do with what you said. If the man just went out there and got his ass tore out the socket, then Jay Barnes 100% right. He should have said Lil Mo got fucked up. He just got out too. Tony Bynes got out broke. He got fucked up. But now when you say he was out, he said he was out too. He wasn't out too. It ain't that he overpowered the car. It ain't that he underpowered the car. The car broke. So say he got his ass tore out the socket because his transmission went out.
Okay. You say tomato, I say tomato. The motherfucker both may catch up.
No, it's because one somebody got some against one somebody, they lack one somebody other than the other. I always told Mario, I done told Tony Bynes and everybody, don't talk about Chris too, don't talk about Lil Mo, because then that's when this shit come up, and then Mo feelings get involved in this shit that need to be get involved.
Well, his little funk ass feelings involved. Now, oh my God, Lil Mo feelings hurt. Whoop the doo,
for real, let me say something about it now. I understand that if they talk about Big Mo said he lost because his tuner, everybody like, fuck your tuner. Your tuner should have did this and that. When we was up in, they got on bids about his tuner.
Okay, J-Bone, when did they do that? I didn't hear that part.
No, I want to make sure. But I want to make sure you, what you're saying, dog, is your that show, Lil Mo is a ball report. You can't say nothing about Lil Mo. That's what you're saying.
Hey, you
can't say that, though. Pac-Man, today, hold up, Pac-Man. You got an agenda. So just hold up and get the facts straight before you start blabbing your goddamn mouth right now.
Shut up. You, this ain't your goddamn show.
Hey, yeah, you know, I know it ain't my show. It ain't your fucking show either. So won't you just get the right information? If you're going to be part of this game, be part of the game and quit bullshitting, like, man. This ain't the time to bullshit. Get the facts straight, just like Mario said. And then call the motherfucker. Not just on your personal opinion because you don't like Lil Mo, motherfucker.
This
shot-ass
white boy.
See what I'm talking about? See, that shit is not necessary, Ty.
Quit defending him. Let him be
a man. I'm trying to. Mario doing a damn good job of getting this shit straight so we can discuss it, tight man. You just throwing motherfucking jabs out there, which you need to stop so they get the shit straight.
Hey,
if you want to throw jabs.
Hey, listen. Hey, look here. First of all, let me stop the show right quick. Unfortunately, hold on. Let me get one thing. Can I get Mike Hill mic open, please, man? Make sure all my main people, I need to make sure they on, because I want everybody with a team right to take us. Dog, and I want you to stay on live. I want you to stay on because
I'm letting y'all just swinging us.
No, y'all just swinging right now. This shit right here, a little more. This is really nothing but a matter of a man high J-Bar ceiling and whatever the hell. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And really and truly, a little more, if you know your worth and you know what you is, I like y'all always tell me, damn, who gives a damn what a man got to say? If you know you're a good tool, if you know what broke, fuck it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, unfortunately, we can't change what happened. What happened was the man lost the race. For whatever reason he lost, there's a new back half champ. Okay, great. He's a new back half champ.
It's not a new back half champ. He's just another one.
Well, I mean, that's...
He's new. This is the first time he don't want the champ. He got...
That's what I'm saying. He is new to that build, but he's not a new.
Yeah.
When you said new, you act like he's the only one. He's just another one.
Hold on, man. Y'all, hold on, hold on. Somebody, who called my name? Who called my name? Hold on, y'all. This is Sniper.
Hey, Sniper. Can I weigh in on the subject without a lot of other people over talking? Everybody like's been going on for the last 5-10 minutes.
Okay, listen. Yeah.
Show Sniper.
Go ahead, Sniper. You got a flow.
Go ahead, listen, Sniper.
You don't have to explain yourself. Just go ahead and talk. You ain't gonna worry about that shit, type man. Somebody, go ahead.
Thank you. It sounds like to me that some people have got some personal agendas to take shots at people for whatever reason. I don't know, but whether you like it or don't like it, whether you say what you say or how you say it, I mean, it could offend people. That man has a business of working on cars, and maybe it offended him the way it was said. Maybe it shouldn't. But to just sort of say this and cuss and call a person at names doesn't really seem too polite to me. I said it on the other show. People gotta learn how to win with dignity and lose with class, and they don't do that very often, you know. If a person could beat, that's good. Like I saw the Lethal Weapon and Go Hard racing, and the crew went crazy, man. They went absolutely crazy because Lethal Weapon car didn't make the trip. The run before, when the tree came down wrong, they got outrun. So, you know, if those cars make the trip, then you can say you out-tuned somebody, you beat them, whatever. If the one car don't make the trip because of a brake blow-up, whatever the reason is, then you just won. It's a big difference, I think, and that's my opinion on that. That man's doing, that's a business of his. If I were to come on here and say that Jay Barnes has a piece of shit track, that would be wrong. Is it an opinion? Yeah. I like Jay Barnes' track, and I think he's doing an excellent job. To just give a flat opinion about a man's business is wrong. It's just wrong to do. And
Mario, Lil Mo wants you to call him. Get him on. He wants to get on.
Well, listen, hold on. Y'all hold on. Just tell
them Mo
hit the one button.
Dollar Sniper. All the thing I was doing was saying since he had a problem with it, that I did get a chance to get it out once they run for the Unified Championship.
Well, that won't be no problem. But right now, Mario was just trying to straighten out the conversation with Jay Bond.
This what I'm trying to say. I don't know. It's into each other's team if he's a champ or not. I mean, of course he was a back half champ. Now, I don't know the rules of engagement. I don't know if they went out there, they said whoever loses. I don't know how that shit go. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it. The only thing I'm saying
I can shed a little light on that. The belts that were given out a couple years ago by Mr. Jones, was told cannot be done in a shootout. So those belts are not allowed to be passed on in a shootout. The only way those belts get moved is if you're grudging for $3,000 or $5,000. So if you're not grudging and you're running a shootout,
well, you gotta turn that background noise down, Mo.
Hey, look here, y'all got whoever listens to the show on something else on speakerphone is feeding back.
Okay, Mario, he good now.
All right. Well, hold on, Cypher, for you. Hold on. A little more. I'm going to let you get on because, like I said, speak your opinion. I don't want nobody to say how you doing, first of all. Tell us what you got going on. And click Mike Hill mic on, please. Please, Mike Hill, hit the one button. All right, go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Lamo. How you doing, first of all?
All of this has gotten blowed out of proportion severely. And all these jealous, fucking mouthy-ass motherfuckers just getting on here running their mouth about something they don't know about. I mean, that's how all this stupid shit gets started. Okay?
To me. Save me.
Hey, the shoe fits where?
Oh,
itch.
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
I said if the shoe fits where it fits.
I thought, bitch. Okay.
Oh, shit. All right. Mario, you still there, Mario?
Well, look here, man. I'm on here, man, but I heard you.
Hey, Mario, I'll be the first to say, I think it's more like Dog said, it's more of terminology. I mean, I don't think nobody mean no harm. I think, but to say how it happened and to say a man ain't a tune. I think it was just determined all
the
use. My
whole
mother
problem
away
is, Tim, you know what the problem here is, Mike? I made a phone call today to try and work something out with somebody, and I made a phone call as a man-to-man to get something resolved. And it may have got resolved, it might not have got resolved. But see, now, this piece of shit has done brought it to a public level, you know, and I wasn't really trying to do that. If I wanted to, I would have got on a message board, you know, like all the other people do.
What's well, nice.
But
I didn't get on a message board.
I called him man to man. And if we got it resolved, if we didn't get it resolved, it ain't no big deal. But, you know, he's trying to make it out like I'm mad as hell because I lost a fucking race. Who gives a shit? The best man of the day won the race. Why are y'all fucking trying to make it out like I'm mad as hell at everybody because I lost a fucking race?
Hold on a little more. Let me ask you this question here. I got to ask you. Let's go straighten it out.
All right, I'm not going to talk about what I said to Jay because that was a conversation between us. Now,
he's too fucking immature.
He's going to take it on a level now to where he can try and profit off of it, okay? Because that's the kind of person he is. And I'm not going to allow that.
Well, listen to me. I'm not, well, like I said, I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. I got a little pre-warning to this right before the show started. But nevertheless, this is what I'm saying. For one, it kind of goes both ways. I can tell you upset because I never really heard you talk like this. But what I'm going to say is this. For whatever reason, you know, you're a man in business, you know how that stuff goes. I can't tell you how to talk or whatever. What I can say is, for something not to get out of hand and not to get it, you don't want it to get blown out of proportion, the way you're coming off right now is kind of, well, I want to get the shit resolved because everyone's race and it is what it is, whatever the case is. But, you know, you come ahead. Everybody has an opinion, just like I said. Me and you have had our issues, you know, just as far as conversation. It's nothing but an opinion. But you can't come on here. I can't tell you what you can and can't do. But I feel like when you come on here and curse people out and call them out their name, then it's going to be open to whatever it is. Now, this is my question here. Just to get it resolved, you say you wasn't upset.
Hold on.
Before anybody, when Jay Barnes got off, I said, let's get everyone who got something to say on the phone. So what I'm saying is not okay to do is, in my opinion, don't tell the part of the story that you want to tell. and not be able to tell the whole story. What I'm saying is, once you explain to the people who wasn't on the phone, for whatever reason, you said you give a shit less about the race, you give a shit less that you lost, it was just a race. Correct. So then tell us what made you upset then.
But you said the whole point was it ain't worth talking about. It was between me and somebody else.
That's why I told Dog that I didn't want to get on and talk about it.
Because it was between me and somebody else. It wasn't nobody else's business.
Mario, I think what it's upsetting part is like you said, it's like the terminology of saying a man ain't the best tuner.
Hold on.
I understand what you said,
but
I think the part of the term out when a man say you wasn't the best tuner that day, when he feeling like tuning ain't got a damn thing to do with his transmission brake. Just like we have our pump belt jumping out, ain't a damn thing to do with us. That's part of something will happen. I think that he trying to say that ain't got nothing to do with the tuner part of it.
I agree, Mike.
Because I feel like, and how you felt on Post Doc Joe's show a little while ago, it's the same bullshit. You're not going to hear certain things from some people who didn't have nothing to do with your car.
He's right. See, all of a sudden now, that whole Jack's ready to lock in and do this here, which, you know, on the other shoulder, there ain't nobody stopped there. Everybody ready to race now. It's the same old bullshit. After the race, everybody ready to fucking lock in for the race for the next race, and ain't nobody doing no fucking race.
I agree. No, listen, all I'm saying to y'all is this.
And you are mad as hell right now. I know you are. I heard you on Pro Street Joe show a little while ago. You are mad as freaking hell right now, and it's because it ain't because your car broke. It's because of somebody else and what they were saying to you.
I'll tell you why you're mad. So you felt like you were being a scapegoat.
That's exactly what I said. I said we can get on here. We can talk about anything they want to talk about. But this is what I'm saying. Well, the difference between me, I didn't call nobody. I didn't talk about nothing. As much shit as I talked to everybody, I can take whatever anybody pitches. But when the subject came about the show and this, that, and the third, what pissed me off is that, yes, I was at the show. I came in. I supported it. I tried to make action in one way or another. But because I didn't do it on the way that they wanted me to do it, don't get on here and start talking about, I'm this person, I'm that. I tried my best. However, at the end of the day, let's not take away from the fact of the matter is that wasn't my fight. You know what I'm saying? It's a misfortune that Sniper couldn't make it at the time. But don't come up here now. Not when I tried. Now, it was the right way to do it. I can't say they'd have locked me in. The end result would have probably still been the same. But because they did not do it, don't come in there talking about, Mario ain't do this, Mario ain't do that. That's bullshit. I was in there like everybody else. If I ain't felt like I could pick me a man and get him, I couldn't do it. But what I'm saying now is I'm going to get on that in a little bit. I don't want to get off the subject. Now, don't get me wrong, Mo. I'm not taking sides or whatever. If Jay Barnes voices his opinion, what I'm telling you is a person you'll say, I guess you admit it. I didn't realize that he said it. I didn't realize that he said what he said on the radio world. Is that what you're telling me? The whole person. I mean, my thing is, where did this come from that he said you was out soon? When and where did this take place?
On the radio.
It was on the radio show on Lil Tony show last night, Mario.
There's more to it than that. That's just not it. Okay? I mean, it's being blown out of proportion, and he said that it was done. But yet, now he's done got thinking all day that maybe I should get this out in the public and make Little Mo look like more of a jackass, and now I'm going to figure out a way to make some profit off of it. I mean, you know, it was done and over with 6 hours ago.
Can I say something to Mario?
You get it resolved, Mo. You gotta be a little bit calmer than you too, and then y'all hope y'all throwing dirt now.
There's gonna be no resolving how I feel about Jay Barnes right now. So we can move on to another subject. I'm sorry, type man, if I offended you, but I got my thinking about shit, too. I could give a shit less about winning. I'm so happy for J.C. Richardson for fucking winning that race. That man did not want to race. He only paid $500 to get in the race when we all paid $1,000 just so he could race. Okay?
That ain't right.
I'm tickled to death he won the race.
Well, look here. Look here.
Can I get my point? Mario, I hadn't said anything. Can I say my part?
Well, hold on. I'm going to say before you say your point. Now, Lil Mo, you said what you said to him. Now, all I'm saying is, well, like you said, Andrew is all you, your own man. Fuck it. Say what, talk how talk, you know, everybody's accountable for themselves. I can't say you're a grown-ass man. Jay Barnes, go ahead and say what you have to say.
The same way, and the same way that, I want to say something to Sniper. Sniper. I'm not attacking, and I didn't attack. I'm saying this because I got respect for Tyson, for everybody on the line. And when we were having that conversation last night, the things I said was in jest. It's not nothing. I told Lil Mo this myself. I don't have no issue with you, Lil Mo, at all. I think he's a fine Tyson, but he went back and pulled something out of a conversation when I was just generalizing and talking smack on the radio. So, and I tried to explain that to him several times. But each time I tried to explain that to him, he kept delivering me with his words, calling me this name, the same way he's doing now. And so now, you know, and I'm trying to figure out, if I'm telling you, if I told you when you first called, listen, whatever I said, it was entertainment. And if you offended by, if I went through all that, but you keep attacking me, and then, you know, what do I supposed to do? So I just supposed to let you attack me, and I was supposed to say nothing back? So now, the point was, and then, so my point is then, the attack that you did this morning, now you are doing it again. So, you know, really, Mo, I think, you know, people keep saying how good guy you are, but why you call me names when I told you, plain as day, I ain't got no issues with you. But you making an issue, Mo. You are the one making the issue. Now, again, he said that it's not worth talking about. He said it's not worth talking about. But then why he only...
Did I call Mario and tell him I got something he needs to bring up on his show?
I called him.
Okay, then how am I keeping it an issue?
You keep getting something confused. Like, you control what the fuck I do. You can only control you.
No, but you say that I'm keeping it an issue.
When you first called me, and I told you out my mouth, I told you just like this. I said, Lamont, I don't have an issue with you, and if I finish your fart, I think you're a damn good tuner. Didn't I not tell you that? Then you went on to start talking this damn belittling talk to me. For some reason, you know, so I just said, listen, I said, well, then, hold on now. You know, in other words,
I mean, did it hurt
for
you
some reason
that,
you
man,
say,
you
for some reason you say,
see
that one, see that you're
right. I mean, do
yeah,
you got that kind of issues?
The same
I mean, really, do you need that kind of attention?
Last night,
if you
when
need
you call,
that kind of attention,
you
need to get some help
and
from somebody
you
else.
Me, when you call me, and I told you, before you even got started, I told you, hey, man, I was just talking, nothing personal. And you couldn't now back your ass down, you don't stop me.
Okay.
So now, again, for everybody out there, I don't have an issue with remote, but he's creating one. Now, if his ass is above reproach, I ask everybody out there, is Lil Mo's ass above reproach? His ass
Jay.
Lost. I don't give a fuck how he lost. He lost.
Jay
and
lost.
I'll be
now,
the damn first one to tell
I
you I lost.
When I was talking on the radio, I talked about Mike, and I have talked every damn body on his phone I talked about. But everybody thought, oh, you can't talk about Lil Mo? Fuck Lil Mo.
Right.
When the hell all of a sudden Lil Mo get this damn credibility that he can't be talked about? I didn't have an issue with you then. I'm getting one now because of how the fuck you call me like you got some control over me.
Okay,
is this where I'm supposed to give a fuck?
You already
okay.
did, bitch. That's why you called me. If you didn't give a fuck,
You should have saved
your ass at home. Elaborated
all
this out.
You didn't give a fuck. You should have not called. So you gave a fuck. Now, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Jay, Lil Mo, let me tell you something. Y'all leave this shit alone. It ain't that serious. It ain't that serious. I can't get into nothing, Lil Mo. You know how many years, but you call me a bitch, I'm punching your face. But the thing is, it's getting ugly. And the thing is, the next thing you gonna holler or go on the board and say is you'll never support Macon Dragway, Jay.
You're a track owner, so let it go. I'm not going to do anything to try and hurt nobody's business. That's a different level. Dog, are you on the phone? Yeah, I'm on the phone. Do you think when I was talking, did you think I had malice before when I was talking last night?
No, but see, like I said, with everybody
that
can support,
Just tell me yes or no. Let me tell you,
because this not track man and everybody said this shit getting out of hand. But it's getting out of hand. Let me finish what I got to say. Michael said it, and Mike Hill tried to say it. It's not a matter of what you said or how you said it, but if a man make his living doing tuning work, if you say he got out tuned, okay, and he didn't get out tuned, Jay, and he didn't get out tuned, well, that's bad.
And you told me how fucked up the track was.
Well, he didn't say that, though.
Did you give a fuck? If you give a fuck dog about saying the track was bad.
Grudge racing, that ain't grudge racing.
What?
That don't know how to grudge race.
Okay, what's the question, Jake? Question.
I said, how many times have you blasted my ass at what I do that for a living?
Oh, I didn't blast you, but I didn't talk about the track.
What makes him better than me?
Well, now you asking me that ain't that's you and him. That ain't me. That's you and him.
But that's my point though. If you can down do it to me, I can do it to you. What the hell made him out of the damn picture?
Jay Ball.
Let me tell you this.
When you called me, man,
I said, listen, I don't have a problem with you, Lamo. I think you're a damn good tuner. I said that to you. But you went on and damn set up at me.
Hey. Jay Ball.
Hey, Jay, can I say something?
Leave it alone right now for one reason. You losing your cool and you don't want nobody to lose none of the respect they have for you in this game. And Lamo, that's the same for you, so leave that alone. It's one of them things, okay, you got your feelings out. Lamo, you can't talk down to Jay. And Jay told you he ain't mean it. So it's just a squash deal. But Lamo, you can't get talked about now. God damn it, you can get Mike Hill, you can get out tune and everything. We may say shit the wrong way, but shit, if you caught bro, fuck it.
Right, man, that ain't the damn issue. I could give a shit less about getting talked about. Talk does not, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's it going to do? It ain't going to hurt
right,
me.
Hold on. What is your biggest issue on this so I can kill it? I don't want nobody else to kill me. Mo, what's your biggest issue? It was brought publicly. A private conversation brought publicly.
Mo, I'm on the phone right now. Yeah, that's exactly the damn reason.
Okay, Mo.
Let me say something. That's a fucking lie.
I don't know what else to do. But listen, that's my point.
Hold on now, listen. Now, for real, everybody said it out, but everybody else trying to straighten this shit out, that's only adding fuel to the shit. If they said what they had to say, no matter what, none of us on here in the show say, we're not going to be able to change nobody's feelings. They're all men. Until Lil Mo feel like he felt whatever Jay did was okay, or whether when Jay feel like however that man talked to him was okay, they're going to have to resolve that on their own time. It's been aired out. And everybody say it's cool or whatever, for whatever reason, you can't save him right now. I mean, you can't save him.
That's what I'm doing. It ain't cool. But go ahead on with the show. Call me a bitch.
That's fine. Now you got that back off.
Mario, let me say one thing, Mario. I'll say one thing. And I support my side. Again,
I do not have a issue with Lil Mo. When I was talking, I was doing what we normally do, talking shit. I explained that to Mo when he called, and then, you know, that, and I still feel that way. The only thing is, if he keeps shooting insults at me, it makes anybody mad. I do not have an issue with Lil Mo. And all this shit is very superficial. I agree. But the man, you know, if he's going to keep throwing insults at me and ask me what I have an issue with, I'm saying I don't have one. I'll tell anybody if I got an issue. I don't have one. The one I'm developing is because he keeps talking down and making insults. But I don't have an issue with Lil Mo. When we were talking, when Dog and I was talking, we damn kicked everybody in the nuts. We talked about everybody, including Lil Mo. So, I mean, now, nobody tried to single him out. It was the same thing we do all the time.
Well, Jay Paul, listen. Now, I'm pretty sure that man knows anybody in Gordrich, if you're going to take the good, like I just said, you're going to take the bad. I mean, you can't say nothing about it. So, undoubtedly, I'm going to leave it alone, and I wish y'all leave it alone. But for whatever reason, I can't sit on this phone and believe that this man is this upset because somebody said he got out soon. I mean, that's just a boy. That's part of racism. That's part of racism. I mean, win some, you win some, you lose some. I mean, when he make all these cars fly and do that, and they get on here and say Lil Mo the baddest bitch in America, and he do all that, that's still somebody's opinion. But he's backing up what he has said. So he can't, you can't win them all. I don't give a shit who you are. I mean, it happens. I mean, so if he can't sit here and take criticism, I feel like he's in the wrong line of work. So I can't sit here and believe that that is the issue. Now, whether or not y'all want to...
You're exactly right, Mario. That is not the damn issue like he's trying to make it out to be. Okay?
What I'm saying now is, for whatever reason, Lil Mo's not going to go... If he's not going to publicly tell the man what the problem was, then guess what? Nobody on this show will ever know what it is. But for whatever reason, he feels that way for whatever reason he feels it. Now, Jay Barnes, if you did something otherwise or whatever the hell might have happened, that's for y'all to talk about. But I'm not going to sit here and believe that this man thinks he's beyond getting beat or it's going to be a problem. That is fucking racist.
I wish everybody would listen to the show. I mean,
What I'm saying is this. Y'all talked on the phone. Did y'all not speak about what the... Lil Mo, when you called him, did you not address him one-on-one on what your problem was with him?
We talked one-on-one. Yes, we did. And when I hung up the phone, I assumed that would be the last time we would talk until Saturday.
Not if you felt you were talking down on him. They know you.
That was a private conversation. That's what he's trying to tell you. That was him on the phone, not on his...
Nobody else heard what he said to me. So why is this an issue?
You got a point, though.
Did you go back to what you said about
too much of a freaking soap opera, fellas.
That's what grudge racing is.
I'm starting to believe that, buddy.
We got 15 shows right now, Lil Mo. I don't know where you've been at, but it's 15 of them. If you don't keep some bullshit going on, you'll get bored to death on these motherfucking shows, man.
Well, I mean, everybody just seems like when I show up to a damn race, if I don't win, I'm going to fucking kick the damn ball across the damn yard like a spoiled little kid or something. I mean, that's the impression I'm getting.
Lil Mo.
You don't have to kick the ball.
Or you'll take your ball like Mississippi Joe.
And go home. Right. Look. Listen. That's what.
Well, look, yeah. I didn't get paid anything to go to that damn race. I went to do one thing, and I failed at it. I mean, what else is there to say?
Well, look, I want to say that's what happened, man. All we were doing a little more was talking and kicking everybody. The same thing we do every night. The only difference was your name got included, and it made you mad enough to call.
Why ain't I mad right now?
If you had a call, nobody ever even thought about it no more. Because it was not nothing personal towards you. We were just talking.
And see, when you call, it raised it brought up to another level. And it gave you a chance. It gave you a chance to say all these things to me, which I just listened. And then you hung up the phone. See, you didn't never, you just said, now hold on, tell me some shit about me. You didn't tell, you didn't say, all right, this is our private conversation, Jay. Now this is your chance to say about you. Okay.
Who the fuck you is disrespect that man like that? The man trying to get the shit over with, and then you gonna man.
It was over with 10 minutes ago.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to get y'all.
Right, look here. Hey, tight. Listen, homie. Like y'all tell everybody else now.
Hold on. You ain't see that man, motherfucker, that grown ass man when he was talking. And you sit up, y'all talk about this, and that. Fuck that.
Y'all get personal shit involved, and you can't get this shit resolved. If you got a personal agenda with somebody, we all that's got a personal agenda with somebody, you shut the fuck up and let the people talk for themselves.
Get what?
Let me interject one time. First of all, ain't none of this shit gonna get finished or fixed or whatever on these shows, because there's too many people on this show that's trying to work out the same damn problem. So that ain't gonna happen on this show. So if everybody trying to get everybody to come, look, two men need to get together, bury this damn shit, because really it's a bunch of bullshit, and they both agree on each side. Now, both sides did something that the other side did not agree to. But as men, you can put that shit behind both of them and move the fuck on. Because this ain't
really
about...
Talking?
This Dolomite.
Who is this? Oh, hey, Dolomite, how you doing?
What's up, bro? I'm sorry. Let me say hello to the host, too. But I'm just saying, man,
hey,
all this shit doesn't get resolved on no damn show while everybody's trying to get this side or that side pushed across. Two men going to have to work this out, and that's Jay and Mo. If they decide that they're going to talk to one another and really bury this shit, let them do it. Because this shit is not going to get resolved with everybody and all these sides going back and forth like this. A bunch of bullshit.
That's right, Dolomite. It's a bunch of damn bullshit. Now, all I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, everybody got their own mouth and their own man. Whatever the hell they say, they got to be alive before it. That's what I was taught when I was growing up. If your ass say something, you man up to say it. Whatever comes along with that, how it goes. But you can't go ahead and save everybody no more. Your ass say what you want to say, because when I finish saying in a minute,
exactly.
I don't want a damn soul to go in there trying to save me. Because I'm going to say what I got to say to four old motherfuckers doing it in a few minutes. And ain't a damn soul going to go in here and stop me. I'll say that right now.
And I kicked your nuts out last night, too. I kicked your nuts out.
Yeah,
real quick, Mario, before you do that, Jay Martin said he had something he wanted to say to me real quick. It's Sniper. What was it you wanted to say to me, Jay?
You gonna call him Jay the fuck? Well, I swear I'm going to start. You're going to start cutting dollar here for these two.
Hey, hold on a minute. It's folks like Joe here. If folks like Joe, please hit the one button. I've been trying to find his number. If folks like Joe,
big
here,
ass
please
ass
hit the one
button. Bring his motherfucking ass on
you. I need, if you see folks like Joe, hit the one button. I need to talk to folks like Joe.
Well, let me ask. Jay Barnes, are you on there, or are you driving to Little Mo's house right now?
Now, Jay Barnes falls off, and he don't take his medicine sometimes, Sniper. Hey, Audrey, wake him up and tell him to get on the phone.
Jay Barnes, I grew up there right now. We're fucking around a little 112-pound mother who whoop his ass.
115. He took no shit today, Mike.
Hey, my life hurt a little more way this boy today, so I ain't never, I've known that man a long time before. I'm telling you, all motherfuckers get the wrong button.
Yeah, that's what happened when nerves get hit, you know? And trust me, that's what it is on both sides. Nerves get hit. Because everybody got something that triggers them to make them go that way. Everybody. I don't give a fuck who you are on this show. Everybody has something that triggers that.
I know Mario's trigger point, and
he did it, and he knows what he did to do it. And
hey,
I really wish he wouldn't have brought this out into the public like this.
Who, me?
But, no.
Who,
Jay,
what do you say about it? Oh, talk to me. Oh, I love.
don't want to talk to you.
Jay, you have some
bullshit.
I want to hear what happened to me.
Hey, well, y'all want to say shit, Mo? I tell you what, Mario, if you come straight out the trailer now, and Lil Mo comes straight out the trailer, I get him to give you the back tie.
All the way I do that right there is the same. All the way I do that is the same man through the transmission.
Hey, the best thing you can do is keep the car in the trailer and stage with the truck.
There you go. Let
hey,
me
that,
back to
that
that's
two things gonna happen. I'm gonna go down a little bit, fucking book, and he might pop. That's one way. But right now, I know I look like pure deep shit.
Oh, I said that last night, Mario. Don't think I didn't talk about you last night.
Hey, Cyber.
Yeah.
So when I tell you, I told Mario that Friday night, I said, Mario, I'm taking the best. Mario like, dog. Ronnie asked me, you want to leave your trailer at the track? I said, Mario said, hell no, I'm taking my truck to the hotel. I said, Mario, I'm taking that pull the motor transmission out and just park it at the gate. Park the trailer and car at the gate. Let somebody take it.
Hey, if y'all really want to know what's going on, listen to the Lil Tony show from last night.
Hey, Mike.
And y'all know what's going on.
Hey, hold on, dog. Hold on a minute. Hey, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you know what they told me?
Where?
Mike Hill. How did you don't fucking hear me now? Mike, you know what they told me?
I'm listening.
Somebody told me. That you should carry your ass up there in front of Gene's shop and drop your motor off and take your car back home with you.
You need to give me your motor. You need to give me your motor and take your car to the
Samuel. That's right. That person, he ain't lying. He perfectly right.
Hey,
right
hey, what's that about it? Oh, I'm telling y'all, one thing about it, y'all can't talk about us no worse than we talk about each other right about now. I'm saying, but
well,
we look like
saying
that.
I'm trying to say, what?
We get up in our camp, too.
Right. We be talking about each other.
But you know what, Mike, though? Mike,
dude.
Mario, Sniper, Dog, you all got a hand in it. You all got a reason to do that. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
What you trying to say, Lil Mo? We racing and J-Bars ain't?
Ding, ding, ding. Ding.
Hey, Bars got a sergeant with the car now. Hey, Lil Mo, you better be careful. J-Bars got a sergeant with the Mustang.
Okay.
10 years in the making. Oh, boy, he's a villain. Mario,
your
raise
ought to be pretty high tonight, Mario.
My raise always high. They know what's going on over here. But tonight,
Hey, dog, listen.
It's okay. Okay, dog, listen.
Shit.
Listen, don't get upset
because
my raise is high.
Say
what?
Hey, dog, I seen a man on Grudge Race put on the internet. Trust me, I ain't give a fin. The man said, Mario need to put tooting in the car. I said, boy, y'all go to bed to me, that man in the PME. You can put Jesus Christ up in there right now. I'd like to see you go in the race track.
Hey, Mike.
Better put somebody in the car.
Hey, hold on, Sniper. Hold on now. Here go the difference. Now, I will give Mike. Mike got some credit. But let me tell you something now. The only way he able to talk shit is because he did go like a 412 in that damn $400,000 car he got. So what the fuck is the difference? If I go down fast. If he can go down, but if I had to go a 412, what the fuck I'm going to do with that?
Hey, Cyber. Don't tell the truth.
One thing I bet. Hey, if y'all want to take good odds. No, hell no. We got to listen. I can go out there. All I got to do is break the beans. He going red light anyway.
Okay, Mario. Get Lil Motor 2 in your car. Let him drive it.
Lil Motor, please help us out.
One thing about it, if I put Lil Motor in there, I guarantee to lose 215 pounds. I can guarantee that.
Hey, it's like Mirror City, some people getting kicked in the nuts too muddy.
One thing I couldn't stand, we had every old Jack member, the son, the nephew, the grandson, and all of it. Everything in the back of Mario trailer was like trying to get on Mario. I'm like, man.
Hold on. I tell you what, though, for real, I gave you all this stuff. I was just about to get ass a pass, but I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Now, everybody who don't know, who did have a... Let me tell y'all what the fuck happened on that show. Now, everybody heard us for the last 2 weeks. Sterling got his crazy ass on the show, and he was mad because we talked shit to him in Maryland, and said he bet me $500, and if we come in there, if I come in there and he don't race us, he going to give me $500. I said, okay, I'll do the same thing. Now, mind you, and that man was locked tight, but wasn't you and Old Jack locked in for a time and amount of money?
That's exactly right. We were locked in for a large pot and an amount of money. And just to clear something real quick, you know, we messed our car up on Thursday night and tried like hell to fix it. And when we finally gave up late Friday night, we called everybody that we could call to try to open it up so y'all might be able to race. We weren't trying to hold nobody up, and we paid our deposit 12 hours early.
Okay, well, look at the sniper. Let me say this about that. You know the end scenario. I'm not putting you in it because at the end of the day, I feel the way I feel because it's my money. Now, because I was in a win-win situation, this is how I looked at it. If he was crazy enough to lock me in under those terms, I was in what you call a win-win situation. If your car
Absolutely.
Wouldn't have messed up and y'all would have ran and I would have saw something I didn't like, knowing that I couldn't get down the track, guess what was going to happen? I didn't have to race him because I knew I was having me an escape route. Now, they can call it fake racing. They can call it what the hell they want. At the end of the day, if they've been racing for 90 years like they, why the hell they don't know how to stipulate a race? Now, they want to get upset with me because I thought of. Now, in your opinion, Sniper, what would you have paid? Or what would you have done?
Well,
I'm going to ask you because you're a
picker. As soon as I heard the lock-in that was the, as soon as I heard the terms that y'all negotiated that day, I said, that was stupid of them to do that because... Now that means that they have to race you, and you don't really have to race them. On top of, there's no set amount. So you could race them for the amount that you was going to bet.
Hold on. I said, Mario, we can put this money up. You said, no, it's Sterling got to put this money. He gave me my money back and dealt with Sterling again. After they put the money up, I called Mario again. I said, what time are we going to race and for how much? I mean, if you're going to tell the whole story, then at the end of the day, what bothers me, you tell me we're going out there and race for $1,000. I ain't going to race nobody for no
$1,000. Well,
you can go out there and guess what?
I'm going to be honest, then you were over the $500 then. I mean, that's the way that was discussed.
Yeah.
If you want me to be an honest, unopinionated person on this, if you guys didn't go out there and race me for $1,000, then y'all
know. Like I told Mario, I ain't mad at nobody. I mean, so you asked me to tell the truth, and you didn't have to believe me for what I said. But at the same token, I don't want to race nobody. I got to be happy with it.
AD, I ain't gonna let you sit here and lie before you. You ain't mad at nobody right now, but you told my partner to fuck off the other night.
No, Mike Head told me that. He told me go fuck myself. And nasty fucker. He got his ass over there and told me fuck that. Go fuck yourself. Oh, nasty ass old man.
Well,
why are they talking to people like
that? When you open your mouth up, sometimes things come out that you don't really need to come out, you know, so that's
I ain't never called you like that.
But, man, you're my thing with you, though, after you and Sterling had your own thing, I talked to you after the fact, and I tried to get you to give me a time. You know that, too.
AD.
Yeah.
You don't have to go ahead and explain. It's okay with me. Didn't I tell you Happy Father's Day at 12 o'clock? You know why I did that? Because that's what Jesus would do. Just because you've been mean to me, I'm going to help you still. When it was time for you to load up and you need to get your wheelchair in there, did I go in that van and help you put your wheelchair in the trailer? Did I not?
Okay. All right.
So it's okay. I ain't mad at you, but I'm going to give you credit. One thing y'all helped me do. Y'all just helped me do something to realize it wasn't nobody else. As much as me and Sniper go back and fight, Sniper made me want me to do that. But the way you was, the way you outset you was out there Saturday, you made me renounce my throne. I am retiring from Good Riddance.
You ain't quit.
Listen to me. I'm retiring from whatever class y'all in, because if I had to take at least 60 days off your life, as mad as you was on that other night, your heart can't stand much that much longer. As mad as you was, I don't like
getting
people
talking the way I was talking what you were doing, man. You have no understanding.
Oh, you getting upset. And listen, you should have been mad at Sterling ass. Now you jumping up there.
We was mad at Sterling. I told him, but you ain't doing nothing wrong. But the thing I'm saying to you, I tried to lock you in for time and an amount. And you wouldn't have
no problem. Now, AC, listen to me. Now, you was the way. Now, let me go ahead and cut the bullshit for real. I want you to listen well. You was the main one that told me a couple of weeks ago. You said, Mario, I ain't locking no
right.
man in.
You're right.
Listen to me, AC. Let me finish what you said. You said, Mario, one thing I did, when y'all saw somebody off the trailer, I said, you going to come off the trailer? You said, I ain't coming off no trailer. I'm making me a pass. And you said, I ain't locking nobody in. So I done went and tested my car. Now, guess what you did? Listen, the last time we was on the show and you decided not to accept my lock-in and pick a date and a time, you gave me an escape route. Now, here it is. I rented that damn track Friday night. I was already out there. So you mean to tell me, I know good and damn well when I left that track, when I left that Friday night, I couldn't go down the damn track. So you come with me Saturday thinking, just because you think you got money and a time, I'm supposed to do it? Hell no.
Why do you put the money up there?
What do you say you're going to do? Because, let me tell you why. Because I felt like I went down good enough that I could have got it figured out before the day was over. That's why I didn't tell you a time. That's exactly
not only that, an outside observation, that's not how the original money was bet. The money was bet that they would raise them before the day was over.
Right.
So if he does anything else, he wipes out the initial bet. And then he takes a chance of not picking up his 500.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I could have been a dick about it.
There was a silly bet all the way around.
That's
for both parties.
That's what I'm trying to tell them. But so what I'm saying is, I told them from the day I did it, I got to do that because I'm in a no-lose situation. If they're the one out there against you, push come to shove, and they'd have hurt their car or they'd have looked slow or whatever the case may be, and I'd have been on heel, and if you got the race, I could win. But if I didn't, I'd have the race. Hold on. Hey, you know them mic. Who mic is that talking?
I don't know.
Who is that whistle? That must be Jay Paul's whistle. They're on the press service.
Now, Mario, let me tell you what I know. You done caused the whole deck to be in an argument on the phone for about an hour, and they have a partners meeting tonight. Boy, they're going to be at it.
No, they was there. They was at it the whole way home. I know what was going on. That was the quickest ride back to New Jersey ever. And they argued the whole damn way.
They're going to have another meeting. They got a partners meeting.
You just got to keep
well,
going.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Miss AD, how was your Father's Day Sunday?
Good, very good. Very good. How was yours?
Everything. Mine was okay. I actually had a good one. But let me tell you when it got bad. When I got back home and I saw that damn truck and trailer still hooked up, I got so sick of looking at that trailer, I took that shit down to my daddy's house and dropped it off. I ain't want to go around.
Mine was a damn, because I ain't get home 6 o'clock in the morning. I had to sleep half of Father's Day.
Ain't nobody
asked you, Mike. I ain't getting no sleep Friday night nor Saturday night.
Hey,
and the next time I hear Pro Star Joe give the national anthem and then push the race cars off the racetrack, we will have a serious problem.
At least the NASCAR has been through that. You get some cranking up or something. Next day, I can see what's going to happen. Hey, you should have fired up after the girls get it. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm expecting to see next, because Tosa, he like to bring new things to the equation. What I'm looking for next is, at the next show, after he do the anthem, I know it won't be no damn jets fly across there, but there'll probably be some damn helicopters or something that's going to fly across the damn track, like they do with them fighter jets.
Oh, you might know him as the rest of the partners in the NGIA would let him. He would do it. I believe that. He's good at spending money.
You gotta give credit, man. He work his ass off. I just think sometimes he goes past them a little too far. He work his ass off trying to make it happen.
What he's trying to do, Mike? Go ahead and tell me like you said everybody else. He's trying to reinvent the wheel. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, he work his ass off. You gotta give him credit, but I think sometimes you just gotta take a step by step. A little bit of time.
Hey, Mario, I got a question. Mario, can I ask you a question?
No, you can ask me too.
All right, good, because I got two questions to ask you. And basically, this question is not just for you, but it's for all the grudge racers and even spectators.
Hold on. Is this Gunna Pick?
Yeah, this is Gunna Pick.
Shit, who you got here? How you doing?
I can't hear you, sir.
Okay, good. I want to make sure. I want to hear when you got in. You got to let people know who you are when you come on the show.
I'm so sorry. You're right. All right, y'all. This is Gunna Pick. Coming right back at y'all on the Grudge and Talk Show, Mavie's Monday night show. So sorry. I've got a question for everybody out here. First, I want to say Jay Barnes drinks from the same water that I drink from. He didn't find my stash of liquor and even got in that shit. sound like Lil Mo got in that shit, too. So with that being said, everybody on the phone listening tonight, is Grudge Racing? Everybody knows Grudge Racing has evolved, but is Grudge Racing headed towards where NASCAR and the bigger organizations, the bigger sanctioned organizations in racing is headed? Are the racers and the people involved in racing becoming prima donnas? And that goes to everybody involved being prima donnas. Are we setting some people above standard and we hold some people a higher esteem than others in grudge racing? It's evolving, it's becoming a business. As we see, we have power in our dollars. Are we becoming prima donnas? And that goes for everybody, myself and everything. Because if I get offended, I'll come out swinging too. Period. I'll come out swinging hard as hell. All the way to swing.
I've always been a prima donna.
What the hell are you talking about, man? What are you doing here talking about prima? Talk to me in layman terms. Give it to me. I don't know who the hell prima donna is.
A prima donna is somebody sat upon a pedestal. Somebody that's supposed to be revered, and they get special privileges. They get privileges us. You know, other normal folk, whoever normal folk are, don't get. They're revered. Whatever they do, they can do no shame, they can do no wrong. Like dogs, for instance. Let me tell you the biggest problem I got dog with this bullshit dog is in. Even though I'm right, I'm wrong. That's bullshit. If you're wrong, there is no right. There is no right and wrong.
You big-headed motherfucker.
Somebody
else said that bullshit. Now, if you don't know what the fuck you talking about, you're going to piss me off now, bitch.
I don't care if you get mad, dog.
Well, okay, then. Don't come in with that old bullshit. Don't come in with that bullshit. You talking about? Don't be using me for no
shit. Can you mute his mic,
Mario?
Mario, can you mute his mic? Otherwise,
yeah,
I'm going to have to run
out of here. You want to, you bitch-ass motherfucker. Don't call me no motherfucking smoke.
Like dog, man. You know, dog just got so sensitive. That's pretty
much
it.
No, because you don't mute my mic, bitch. You mute a bitch mic. You got a bitch in the face. You don't mute my mic because I don't agree with
you. Your mic get muted, dog. Hell no, your mic didn't get muted. Like the other day, anyway. See, that's that prima donna shit right there.
I know fucking prima donna, motherfucker. You can't come on here and just think you can say anything you want. Anybody gonna send it back to
you? What
you
mean I can't? I asked a question. This ain't your
shit.
Well,
y'all, I'm telling you what the fuck I feel. Prima donna, bitch.
Prima donna, the old crippled motherfucker, but what nut left?
Hey, you all know your old lady, though.
I'm sure she do. I'm sure she do. That's how I know you're one nut. Yo, cash, anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
Hey, my next show, y'all tune in. We're going to charge $1 a head. You'll have your credit card ready. It's drama.
Mario, do you know what
the Wait a minute.
The question has been, are we headed towards being prima donna? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
if Mike Hill comes to your house.
Uh-huh.
This is the best way I can put it now. If Mike Hill come to your house, okay, and go eat dinner with you, would it be the same as if President Obama came to your house?
Yeah, it would.
Wait a minute. This question was directed towards me, Gunner Pick. Now, who am I speaking to? Is this Dolomite?
Yeah, this is Dolomite.
All right, now Dolomite, let me understand your question. You said if President Obama and Mike Hill came into my house, what would I do?
No. Separate.
Uh-huh.
Not together. Separate.
Uh-huh.
Both guys are accomplished people. Okay? But
I understand, Dolomite.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to answer your question the best way I can. And I'm
okay.
I'm gonna finish it when you answer.
All right.
Answer the question, Gunner. He said if Mike Hill came and ate dinner at your house on one day and President Obama came and ate dinner the next day, is it a difference?
No, there's no
difference.
Yeah,
depending on where his old lady at.
There you go. You got that shit right. You're damn right. But now,
I got
to tell you, no.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question?
Let me tell you something.
Can I ask you a question, though?
I got to finish it up, guys.
Go ahead. Ask me the question.
Okay. I'll ask you a question. If y'all was filming both of them eating, who had the best video?
You said if we were doing what and what, you faded out, sir.
Well, which one would make the most money?
Well, I didn't hear the question.
If y'all was filming them, who had the best video?
Obama or Mike Hill? Which one? What are you talking about? Who had the best video?
Gunner Pick and Dolomite.
Who had the best one?
And I would say Dolomite
would have the best one. I admire Dolomite, and I admire what he does. Truly.
Great. Now, let's talk about some other shit.
That's being political. But all I do is strive. All I do is strive to be the best that Gunner Pick can do. I try to do the best,
that's
and
right.
I try to be the best. And I will truly try and help anybody. I don't like to get
attacked.
I don't like... Yes, sir.
Okay, this is just my opinion now. What I see from what I've been seeing in the grub business, it is evolving, and it is coming around and getting bigger. And everybody's trying to figure out how to get their piece of the pie. But with that being said, everybody wants to be the leader, and ain't nobody following.
That's right.
Okay,
so it's all jumbled up.
One time... Somebody gets a good idea, and instead of everybody jumping on it and making that a successful idea, a couple of times that it has happened, and everybody's seen how successful and really how good it could be, that everybody wants to be the chief. Nobody wants to be the indie.
Well,
okay,
you know
that's
what?
What's wrong with it, because it's growing so fast and by leaps and bounds. And here's another thing about shows. And here's the best scenario to give you for that. Now, think about this with the shows. There are so many shows now, as a fan, it's watered down. It's like having a kilo of cocaine. I'm just using this scenario. It's just like having a kilo of pure cocaine, and you cut it. And then you sell it to another guy, he cut it. And then they cut it. It gets so watered down to it ain't...
You know about that cocaine, boy?
Now, I'm just saying. I'm using that as a scenario because everybody can understand how the potency of that goes down as it gets cut.
That's
okay,
right.
So what I'm saying is, it's so many people trying to get a piece of this pie that everybody see the potentials of it, but nobody's coming together and making it happen. Now, there are certain guys that are trying to do that, but they don't have the leadership quality to bring everybody together. There's going to be somebody. I don't know who it's going to be, but there's going to be somebody.
Let me tell you who it's going to be, and I can't wait till it happens, so that way everybody can fall the hell back. When corporate America turns their eyes on grudge racing, goodbye Mike Hill, goodbye Jay Barnes, goodbye Dolomite, goodbye Gunner Pick, goodbye all this shit, because they're going to bring in their own people, and a few people are going to get a pittance, a small itty-bitty check. They're going to get a pittance of what's being made, a pittance, and you're going to be slaves to the goddamn establishment, as we've always been. So with that being said, once again, the reason why I asked the question that I asked, are we becoming prima donna? That's one of the problems to me in sports as it is. You got all these people like, oh, that's my hero. Fucking hero. I don't care. I never had a hero. My hero was my father. That's who my hero was. That's who I tried to model myself after. And as I became a man and became an age, I seen the things he was doing, then I had my own rules. Everybody wants to put somebody on a pedestal. I'm not putting nobody on no pedestal. And if Obama and Mike Hill both came in my house, hell, Mike Hill might get better treatment than Obama because I know Mike Hill, as greedy as his ass is. I still know Mike Hill.
Mario.
I'd rather deal with Mike Hill than Obama because I don't know Obama. I know Mike Hill.
Mike Hill might pump up my tire if I get flat before the road. Obama go by me in a motorcade, he might keep going because he can't stop. He's so high and mighty. I understand
Mike,
that. That's
you believe
all.
That shit, Mike. That nigga ain't give you shit. Hey, Mario. Man, Sam, all that
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir. Bad word. Huh?
This is Tony White. Ain't y'all hear all that shit about Obama? If you know about Obama or Mike Hill, y'all talk to Obama. Try to get
hold on,
dad,
hold on, hold on. Tony Wright. Tony Wright. A man looking for you. Tony Bynum looking for you.
That what the hell I'm trying to talk about. Damn Obama, damn Mike Hill. Y'all talking about crazy ass shit. Mike Hill, don't you believe that shit? That nigga ain't give you a damn thing. You better try to go to Obama and get yourself. Hey,
you might be right.
Tony Bynum on the phone. I want to hear all this shit.
Yeah, Tony Bynum, hit the one button. Tony Bynum, Mike, what's open?
Y'all here talking about that off-the-wall shit and Obama came in his house and Mike Hill came out. That nigga turned a damn lie. He'll leave Mike Hill on the porch. Obama going straight in his house, eating off the kitchen floor.
Hey, Mike. Tony Wright, I bet you if he came to your house, you'd be tap dancing like a summer.
Yeah, if somebody comes to my house, I'm going to try to cut that motherfucker out of every damn corner he got. Cause hey, I mean,
Mr. President, come on. Hey, your voice be the winner of five-out.
Obama ain't no problem to me. I don't give a damn about that. He's just the president. I can't get them to put me on TV.
Come on in, Mr. President. God damn it. Come on in.
Man,
where is Tony? Where is Tony right now? Hey, Tony Bynum.
Get Tony Bynum on the phone. And then when you get a chance to get Tony Bynum on the phone, switch over and get Big Low on the phone, too. Get the whole making on the phone. What the hell I'm saying? Y'all up there faking the funk. I'm looking for some fucking action.
You're not playing.
I'm looking for some action.
Tony Wright, y'all give Mario the back tie then.
Huh?
Give Mario the back tie.
So Mario retired. Mario out of this shit. Y'all ain't got to worry about laughing at me no more. Mario is done.
Mario? Huh? You ain't got to do
yes, sir.
Thing.
Stop telling that lie. We ain't retired.
Mario, you ain't got to do no
Mike, hold on,
Mario.
Man. Mike, listen, Mike, your car going out on track. Leave me alone. Now. I can't be fighting this week. It might be calling
that
me. I'm retired until
I
tell y'all tell otherwise.
That call I made, that stop you got to make.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, I got a new way I'm going to race. What you want me to do, Tony? What you want to do?
Hey, Mario, just take your scoop and put it on my Nova so it'll have cum on it, and I'll make that motherfucking name look good.
Hey, Mario, you know what I heard Tony Wright say the other day? They said Tony Wright said he was the goddamn, he was that belt, he was jump out of that motherfucking motorcycle.
He said he'd do what?
They told me Tony Wright said he was the belt, he'd have jumped out the off in the motor the other night, too.
I ain't lying. When you crack that jump up, Mike. The way that motherfucker sounded, out that bell, I'd jump off that basket. I wouldn't want him to kick that ride. Mario.
Yes, sir.
I'm
listening. I don't know who this is. No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Y'all ain't getting on the mind yet?
Sit back for a minute. Let me hold that old big hole you got in there now. Come on, car. And I'll keep all this blow my shit.
I'm finna put in a stock suspension car next week.
No, you ain't got to
do it. I'm calling that with no hood.
It's all right. I'll do you a favor. If the old Jack locked you in, goddamn, I'll make Mario take it out.
The old Jack put up a deposit. You put that thing in that bed, and I will eat that shit.
Bye.
How long would it take you to get in, Mike?
Y'all come out to the old Jack. I'm going to run right in a corner, too. I'm gonna run to that tree and kill it there.
Mike?
He ain't gonna run in the prison.
He's
gonna be sleep, man. Hey. That old guy's coming to the pot. I'll see that shit.
Hey, Mike, my phone.
AD, you on mute.
No, I ain't you.
Hey, I need to put out an M alert. How y'all get them to put the names all up on the interstate when you pass by? I want to put out, I'm looking at Tony Wright and looking for Tony Bynum. I need to put out an M alert.
I don't know why I can't get Boss on the phone. Boss came on the phone earlier looking for you.
Okay, now
Boss was the first one on the phone.
Okay, now I'm the damn... is he at now?
That lethal weapon. That lethal weapon looks good though tonight, though. Y'all been
Then hello? After lethal weapon, what the hell he want to do?
That's Tony Bynes is, y'all.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Tony,
yeah.
Right on here.
All right, what you want to do Saturday?
All right, I can. With your 7-1 command.
Yes, sir. 525 about him.
No, I got to get more than that.
Oh, here we go, time. Buy a race.
Listen, Tony. I ain't trying to buy no race. I ain't asking for no gas money to come there. All I want to do is...
When me and you have locked in more than $500 on race?
I'm going to lock you in print. Listen, the reason why I'm calling to lock you in, my partner done called me already. Just now, he called me on the other line and told me to lock you in. He said it's going to cost almost $1,000 to get down there. He said,
well, I ain't going
to
lock in no more than $500, you know. But see, I'm going to have my 29s. I know you got your 31, so I don't care. We can lock in Saturday by 10 o'clock, head up. I wanted to break, but I'm going to try to head up.
$25
better.
Damn. You got to lock in more than that.
No, I don't worry about it. I'll find somebody else to get my money to. Like, I gave my money to Rock.
You all just be going to his shoulder just to be going. God damn it, you're going to be there. Go and get that money.
No, I can't do no different than my partner tell me. I can put him on the line.
I ain't got no problem. Somebody else. Look, I'm giving away free money. I know I can't win. I told Rock the other night I couldn't win, but I tried him anyway. I told Rock I'm just going to give him some money. And I did it. Ain't no big thing.
I don't want
Rock feel good.
I'm talking
$2,500. Me, I ain't paying no punk out the Rock. We ran for the whole 2,000. We ain't paying no punk out.
We ran for the whole 2,000. You have endorsed in Jackson. I tried, but being that I got to go to Macon, I want to lock in a little more.
Oh, well, you got to come anyway.
I mean,
you got to come to Macon. You got to come. You got to come to Macon anyway. You're coming anyway. So what you talking about? You already gonna be there.
This is what I'm saying.
Ain't nobody else on around you, but I'm stepping to the plate that's on you.
I mean, okay, well, get everybody else on the phone that want to lock in and help them out of money, and I'm going to come in there. I just don't want to lock
in. I said,
y'all want to pay punk out. I want to make it worth my while.
I tell you what, Tony, if you put the same size on your car like I got on mine, I'll lock you in 1,000. I'm not going to lock you in no more than 1,000. You got 31.
Okay.
Put 29s on there and lock in 1,000.
Put 31 in there and lock in 1,500.
No, lock in 1,000. But we've got 29.
I can't get up there to Saturday. They're out of time.
Tony Ray scared. My mom, he's trying to buy a race.
He don't know where I am with no lock in, no $1,000, and he got the advantage. But if he want to put 29 on there, we can lock in 1,000.
I apologize for calling you, Tony. Somebody get Big Low on the phone. Get Big Low on the phone.
Oh,
He's trying to
big Willie. I want to make it worth my while coming down there. If I get paid the punk out, I'm gonna make it where you don't want to give me that $1,000. You gonna put the other $2,000 up and let lady lock in. My partner said $1,500. I say lock in $1,000 on $3,000 the belt.
Well, I know me and you locked in. Well, when you call me if you want to lock in $500, but I gamble with you for $2,500. I gamble with you for $2,500.
If I break,
you're going to pay the punk out. But that's the only way I'll pay the punk out if I'm break.
I can't go against my partner's word. You know what I'm saying? I got to stand up with what he said. I already dropped $500 on. He probably want to kill me now. But can y'all get Big Low on the phone and see what he want to do?
All right.
Hold. All right. Hold a minute. That's him calling me on the other line. Hold on. God damn, I'm missing.
AC, while they doing all that, can you explain to me why you got so such a hard on for Rock?
Because Rock beat my ass.
Man, that's been 10 years ago.
Yeah, but he won't race back.
Mike Hill, that nigga just not recovering, man.
I don't know if we get an ass whooping. That's why I'm a man of a person.
You definitely let it slide. Well, y'all really didn't like the way he talked to him up there for a street.
Hey, no, Kimo on the phone, is
he? Man, I'm... Kimo. Hey, yes, sir. Yeah.
Don't you owe me $100?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yo.
You don't see me doing nothing wrong, dude.
Hello?
Big
Low.
What's up?
Big Low. Tony Wright,
on?
We on Good Thing Radio, and Tony Wright want me to give you a call, a Mario show. Feed the Mario, and then go to Tony Wright's ad.
Mario, what's good, my brother?
Open 9334.
Not telling me the one button.
Thank you. It's the one button, you. It'll be 9334.
It's the one button.
That's gonna be my partner. Whatever he say, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm like Chris Pine. I'm a hired gun.
Yeah,
9334.
All right,
the
mic over.
Hey, I'm here y'all doing all this bullshit, talking on about Lil Mo and all this. Lil Mo good tune, might hear good tune. But right now, Lil Mo not tune that goddamn over, we get on Tony by an ass. So we ready to come to the Rockets. But it gonna cost him at least $1,000 goddamn for me to come up that way. And get big Low on the phone. I want to lock two raises in. Can you hear me?
Y'all here.
You
ain't got to worry about the fucking money. The money coming. Just y'all locking enough money for me to come. Talking about it, call you $1,000.
If you got that much money, you shouldn't be worried about locking that much money in. You coming to play.
Don't be worried about how much money a motherfucker got. Just put up your damn money. Don't give a damn about how much money you got. What the hell you got? Damn money.
You trying to buy a race, just come on up and race. That's all.
No, you're not trying to buy no race. We want to ride all. We have road. And we're on a $2,000 spot when it costs
$2,500
to get people. We're trying to get some races. We're trying to make it good. Just get the people on the phone and get them to lock in. Damn all that, how much money you got and all this debt. We want a fucking race.
And then you got them to take Low on the phone. I want to lock this ass in too.
I'm on the phone. That great game 2 inches. What the hell y'all there? Know what we should have did for? We shouldn't even fix that Nova. We should have put the motor standing on top of 731 inside and come in the track with just a tire and a fucking motor and them bastards get scared.
I hear that.
2 inches. 2 inches of tire y'all scared of. Put y'all 31s on there. We don't give a damn you coming in with 40.
It's like I tell them, they scared the same size tire. A bigger size tire.
We don't care what you got. That go for anybody sitting on with no willy bars. Come to the damn rock.
Hey,
I'm going to go ahead and see this shit. Y'all, get this to the dope big ass on the phone.
Give him the background.
They're going to call him, though. I'm tired of hearing about a goddamn gangsta boo. Get the gangsta boo on the goddamn phone.
Well, y'all keep wasting time. You know ain't nobody going to do it as long as you got 31. Why we keep wasting time?
Oh, man.
One over there. Give me a minute.
Jimmy McFadden wanted to run us with 33. He had 33. We didn't give a damn what side tie. We had got them 15s or 16s on. He didn't give a damn what side tie we had on.
Well, go run him then.
Hey, don't. We'll run your ass, anything you bring out there.
No, I'm just trying to say, y'all ought to quit faking the funk. You know if a joke ain't going to run you with the 31s, goddamn it, quit wasting goddamn time to talk that bullshit.
How you know Mr. Joe ain't going to run?
Because we already done fucking told you. You get a goddamn G-body, put 31s on the motherfuckers, and I'll lock it in now for that 1500 you want to do, motherfucker.
If I tune in for 29, y'all motherfuckers, he ain't gonna race.
Okay, you put 29s on the motherfucker, bitch, and lock it in now. I'll lock the 1500 in now. You put 29s on the bitch.
That ain't gonna never happen.
All right, we never gonna you're wasting time, so why the fuck we keep talking about it?
Okay, well,
tell Tony Bynes to lock in enough money, he got to fucking back side with that 1501. How about that?
Hey,
put that on
there. Why the hell you hosting the show tonight? But here, I called last week and it was some girl hosting the show. Why the hell you got hosted on Mario tonight? You had some girl with a pretty voice hosting the show tonight.
Hey, you talking about Miss Audrey? She on there?
I don't know who it was.
She on? Mike. I guess we've been talking so much junk.
See, when she was hosting the show the other night, it wasn't all that drama because people didn't want to act that way in front of them.
Hey, Mike, but
let me say this.
Mike.
Well, tell her to speak up to everybody there. Quit being in the background. Tell her to speak up to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
See, that? See, she is on the phone.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, she got a pretty voice and all that. We don't want to hear that shit. But I want me a rock and roll.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Yo. Everybody getting in the bush. Lord have mercy.
All right, bring that car on down there. I need some video up.
Man, if we ain't riding there on a Humble, we like to have the shit locked in when we travel. We ain't asking nobody to pay us to come in there. All we asking somebody to do is put up some punk out money and we come in and go to war. Yeah. Y'all, hey, look at, I ain't racing so long, I'm in heat. My period is not on, I'm in heat.
Who can that over to the back side? Goddamn, they're locking $1,000 on goddamn $1,000 on 3,000.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah, that might be due. Where Tony go?
Yeah, Tony fucking
shit. Tony, I ain't crazy. He don't want to see the horror movie. See what I should have did? I should have made it just jump all the way in the other lane, just spin around. Then they'll jump all over you then. Oh, Big Low, he's running in there.
Hello?
Big Low, he's running in there.
Hey, who y'all got on the phone?
Obama.
Hello. What's going on? You showing up all this place?
I think.
Hey, we don't mess the show up. Now nobody don't want to talk on the radio show.
Fucking, I got fucking scared.
Yeah.
Tell Mario,
it's time for Alpha Dog show anyway, dude. Bust them up over here. Man, God damn, I'm trying to get a shit, man. I want to come to making a weekend, but God damn, we want lock in action. All we want is to know we got some action.
Tony Wright, how far is making from y'all?
Man, 9 hours.
Wow, yeah, you got to get something locked in, that's for sure. What I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. I ain't gonna come there and they just give me $500 for punk out. We won't add it. We don't want no punk out money. I don't want no punk out money. Let me tell you what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to take that note and do the same thing I did with him. Speak and destroy.
Hey, Tony, what you say you want it? You won't add.
I won't add. I don't want no goddamn money. I want no punk out money. I want no deposit. I won't add it. I want action.
Hey, Tony, right, you talking about fucking after Reagan before you even get there. That's
no,
all you're trying to do. You're trying to
buffalo a
motherfucker, huh?
No, I ain't. Listen, I ain't never heard my partner get on bar talk. He want to come to Macon, but he ain't coming on no humbug. We got to walk around and beg for races. We want to know a time that we got locked in, we got at. You know, ain't no need nobody run. Everybody running like Forrest Gump. Ain't nobody throw rocks at him, make him run out of their brakes. Come on to the goddamn rocket. Tell Tony about it, ain't got to be that 7-1. The root of a ladder balls and all that. Tell him, come on, let's get with it. Mississippi Joe, you been calling me all last week, all week. Come to the damn rocket.
God,
Hey, Tony Wright, now, I got to admit, now, that old goddamn Novi got running good. Tony Wright ain't doing nothing but sending wolf tickets because he know ain't nobody on no fucking 31. So quit keep on sucking on his dick, come on, some wolf tickets like shit. That motherfucker ain't doing nothing but goddamn it, blowing hot motherfucking ass.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, so get somebody to put up the deposit and knock that out right there.
Well, I mean, you know damn well, Tony, ain't nobody going to run you with them 31s because that bitch is flying.
Oh, I don't want to hear that, dog. Don't get on here, man. I don't need credit. Our booking score already 704.
I ain't giving you no motherfucking credit, bitch. I ain't got no credit. My credit grade is 124. I can't even get a credit card.
So I guess we'll just wait. We'll wait. Somebody going to come to the rocket, but I'm listening. That's all I call out.
Hey, J-Bob.
Yeah,
go ahead. Man, what's going on with this talk show? I couldn't get in earlier talking about the thing was full. What's up with that plan, man?
That's because they're getting famous now. That J-Boy's been lying to y'all. I try to tell y'all about he had an open plan. That bitch got the plan. He got 250 callers. Once he get to 250, that's it.
Hey, J-Boy, this is what I need you to do. Being that I can't get nothing locked in, I need a little bit of gas money to come down there. Either way, go. I'll come down there and tear your whole goddamn pack up trying to get ass down.
All you gotta let me know how much you want.
I mean, make it where I can get there, and goddamn, when I get there, I push every fucking body. You got a whole open field down there. I push all of them in the damn field.
You just let me know how much it's gonna take. So I sure want you to do that shit.
I'll come down, I'll push on it, by special big and old, with them pretty eyes. I'll push that pretty eye fucker into like the guy that got them badly and run slam over fucking top of him.
I bet you won't put 28.
Huh?
I won't put 28 on it, say that the big low.
Goddamn, if
you
won't put
29,
then you don't fucking
with it.
You don't put no
28.
Yeah, y'all
I
all talking bullshit, man. Y'all ain't bullshit.
Had
31s and some
40s.
I can't get nothing
back to add it.
I got a brand new set of
29s
and
28.
Brand new with the sticker still on.
I don't trust that. You might put sticker back on, man. It ain't got no hole in it. Hey,
listen to me. It's crazy.
What's up? Hey, J-Bond, listen to me. I know my partner, he don't want to go down there on no humbug where we ain't got no race locked in. But if you give a little bit of damn money for us to get there, I'll give him to come in there and we'll come in that motherfucker and be the dog with everybody there. I might put every damn body in their life.
Well, okay, J-Bond ain't going to give you. Now, if he give you more than $500, it's going to be a problem. Tony Bam is going to lock you with $500, so if you don't run, you got your gas money, motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't want to do that. Your dog, I'm not talking to you. You ain't no damn J-Bond. I'm going to be talking to you. You
don't give a fuck about J-Bond or not. I know steak. I know bullshit when I smell it.
Well, ain't no bullshit in here. I ain't coming down there. Got to get and wait on the damn race.
I know damn when the J-Bond see you more than $500 to bring your sorry ass down there, we going to all fuck his big head, bald head ass.
Listen, dog. Ain't nothing sorry about Hitler. Half of the people y'all had that dollar to, they ain't come to see no NGRA or see y'all funk ass. They know I was gonna be in there.
Bitch, I ain't no motherfucking NGRA. They didn't know nothing about that old ugly ass Nova you got. They didn't know who the fuck you was. Bitch, he was flying
dog, they might not know about it. They might not know about it yet, but I'm gonna stamp my name on somebody's ass.
I got a big house that I wish you was Bobby Child had went on and did it though, but he said you poked a hole in his arm, man.
Bobby Wild Child was more happened than a punk than a goddamn prison. There were a bunch of other pumps there. He's got down oil pressure drop. Hey, you know, listen, I'm going to tell you how the race is going to happen. I was going to tell you how that Bob Wild Tower was going to come to my door, and my friend was going to shoot over there to the window with Night Irene. See you later, Bobby. I'm going on that show. Hey, won't y'all come on and let's do something. Let me show Tony Bryan what I say smooth thing is in high gear.
Hey, man, why y'all let Tony Bryan come on the show and shut the whole show down, man?
Shut me
down.
Listen, dog. That's what I used to do when I had that bet money. We just shut that shit down. No, nobody.
Hey, that's one thing about it. You can tell. Hey, he can't hold water. Once he get them motherfuckers running right, y'all know he out there now. He been out in the bushes hunting. He been fishing. He been at softball games. But now he has some ass.
Where Mario at?
All he need to do is get off the 29.
Mario, where Mario at? He just come in and took over Mario's show.
Mario, don't worry about that. I'm
going to
say, I need some minutes. I got a phone call.
Hey, to be honest with you now, as bad as Mario's doing, I'm telling you,
try to
write
to
get Mario to back
down. Hey, Tony Wright.
Yeah.
Tony Wright, it's Sniper. I got a call. I got a call. What? Anybody on 31, what you want to do?
You know where it is.
There it is.
You know where it is.
The
white
one
in
the boat.
Hey, y'all,
what's
up? Sniper.
Yeah.
No Willie Ball, Niger car.
It's Niger.
You got Willie Ball.
Oh, hell no, I ain't running nobody no damn Willie Ball. I'm not running no dinosaur. I take a break from the dinosaur.
Oh, now you updated. You said 1-1 the other day.
No, I ain't never seen no 1-1.
I tell you what.
Dinosaur look real good to me, but just let me lift up first.
Damn, that's a raise there.
Yeah.
I'm on your ass.
That's bullshit. Yeah. Don't raise anybody get that man no fucking break, Dolomite. That's bullshit.
Come on, dog. Hey, dog. Look at me. You stop the race.
No, Dolomite is that bullshit in the race. Come on, that's a fucking race. Ain't no goddamn fucking race.
It is if the man accepts the race.
Well, they want you to get your goddamn thing getting the break, then, motherfucker.
I get Smokey the break.
Lock that in. Lock in 500 on 15 or better for that.
I'm just focusing on my notes. I'm not running by that right now. If that happened, it happened, but I'm not making about
got,
it. Somebody to mess. I got a Nova that just is doing the same thing as my damn bet. We're going pushing everybody in the damn bush.
Well, you got one on that gas for if you want it with the dinosaur.
I'll take the break for the damn dinosaur. No Willie Ball sitting on 31. I'll take the break for the dinosaur. I cut your goddamn head off.
Damn.
I think one of the breaks from your bet.
Lock it in for August 11th, and what the hell? Let's do it.
Okay, the dinosaur, give me one in the break. I mean, dinosaur, give me the break.
No, you shouldn't have break now. Why you changing the truth?
Okay, well, okay.
You're not in the bushes. You should be just talking
about
the bushes.
Listen. I ain't mean to say one. I'm going to take the break from the dinosaur. That race is considered done, but we'll lock in a week ahead of time. Okay?
Okay. All right. Deal. That's a deal, buddy.
Okay. Sniper, you ought to know better. Come a week ahead of time, the car broke.
No, that's the reason why I didn't lock in. I'm going to raise it for August 11th. But y'all know I always lock in a week ahead of time.
You right about that, dude.
Yeah. I don't give a damn about that damn.
Hey, Dolomite, what time we got a raise by, Dolomite?
Yeah.
Dolomite Pussy, Dolomite.
Hey, where Mario and them went? Everybody went. Hey, listen, I want to do y'all. Me and my boy are going to hang up and get off, and we're going to let y'all have the flow back. Everybody know, nobody, everybody's quiet. It seems like we're on here by ourselves.
Hey, Lance, y'all done shut the goddamn show down there. Hope and live.
For dope.
Going up the damn point.
Like a goddamn horse running.
Turn the right ain't did never came over here and on here and buffaloed every goddamn thing. God damn, man. Hey, come on, cut this motherfucking mic off, man.
Hey, Kimo, them stitches been healing up already, man. Them stitches been healing up on your ass already.
I can't hear you, dog.
I know it, man. Too much background noise.
That was me. I'm at the softball game.
Damn, bro.
I'm going to put myself on mute. I'm going to sit back and let y'all do all the talking. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, Todd. What you was asking?
I said them stitches didn't heal on your ass already.
No,
you know
good.
What, man? It was a race, but, you know, the tires broke loose, so Tony had to save the car. But shit, we were gone on his ass. What
are
you talking about? You know, but you win some, you lose some.
We had it on the air. We had it on the air live, man. We was on there. We had him on the air live broadcasting that shit.
Oh yeah. I'm just glad little Tony didn't hurt himself. You know.
Right.
He saved the car, that's for sure. But that just go to show what makes you laugh, makes you cry. You know, we gave him shit about his driver wrecking. So,
right.
You know, it come back on me.
Y'all was talking shit about his driver wrecking.
Huh?
Oh, that's that karma shit, boy. You can't fuck with karma, boy.
Nah, you can't fuck with it. But I think the third time going to be a time when me and Biz get back down.
Man, where's everybody going? Everybody left with me and you?
Yeah, man, Tony Wright scared them boys, man. I don't understand that, man. He a bully down there.
What's going on? What's going on, brother?
Is that DJ Grant?
You better believe it.
Goddamn, DJ Grant, you sound like you got a little bass in your voice. You must have got some good news today.
Hey, you know he's sticking his chest out. You know I'm down.
I'm not even gonna kick you. I ain't gonna do that. That ain't my style, brother. I want your ass, but I don't want you. I ain't that tight. Y'all get your kid ready, and look, you ain't gotta pay me no punk out because I want your ass. You just keep that money locked till you ready.
Hey,
hold on.
Hey, DJ, when y'all locked out for a race too?
Yeah, we locked out for Sunday.
Come on, you won't. I'm sorry he wrecked his car, but we want that punk out, but we got to teach this motherfucker there for living.
I ain't going to do that if he tore his car, man.
Well, you keep on letting him go back. You got to get half for this, so you got to teach him a lesson.
I know everybody like me. See, my thing is I want his ass. But I ain't gonna kick the
power
when
he's down.
I got
DJ Grant might not make it easy now. He got some problems too now.
Yeah, but hey, I think DJ Grant got soft. I think they gonna get soft today, so.
DJ Grant.
Oh, did I bring Mario back on after Hitler done scared y'all?
They don't.
He wasn't he wasn't talking on me. He paid me $100 to hold the show for an hour.
Hey, dog, Jay Barton did one or two things, though.
What's that?
He done need him. The show either real hot tonight, or he done degraded to that cheap plan, because his show, everybody calling me, come on, man, I can't get on.
Yeah, I told
you
about
his
phone, so I was trying to tell him, he got an unlimited number, he got 500 lines, he talking about a goddamn
lie. Nah, can I tell you, because the F4,
people
can't
call me, somebody's
full. Yeah, you can't get on, you can't get in. Yeah.
Everybody
call
me.
We let 250 in this time, but tomorrow night we're gonna open up because DJ Grant show tomorrow night. We're going to 500 tomorrow night.
DJ Grant, are you ready for Cold Killer Saturday or what?
I'm gonna fuck
Cold Killer. Well, I'm glad you said that, motherfucker, Mario. We were talking about you bitches. We were talking about you bitches last night, Mario. Me and you don't really bet. We just joke bet. But I'm coming up to you. I'm betting you, DJ Grant, gonna gap that bitch.
I bet you, DJ Grant, won't even make it to the fucking tray.
But hey, Mario, that's what I've been saying. Now, DJ Grant, you better not let him come on your money and say you wouldn't at your own show race.
Y'all got a point. I know last night he was talking a little weak.
I got my mojo back.
All right, all jokes aside, Joe, y'all need to give Mario a crown, boy. Mario kept that shit straight. Where Jay Barnes at last night? Gonna get me in trouble.
Well,
hey, both of them are tonight, though. I ain't never heard neither one of them act like that tonight.
How was your weekend,
Mario?
Hey, hold on. I'm going to tell you something, DJ Grant. I don't know if you realize it or not, but it's 10 o'clock on the head. I don't want to hear shit up about no goddamn race car. Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes.
Go ahead.
Well, you know it's 10 o'clock, so if you got any kids or anything on this phone and don't want to hear what I'm about to talk about, y'all might as well get their ass off the phone now. That's number one.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah, it's about to be after dark. It's about to talk.
Mario, do you hear Javon? Did you hear Javon host come on? His other host come on?
No. Hey, listen, hold on. I'm about to ask Javon. I was 10 minutes before the show started. I got a phone call from a New York number, right? I didn't realize it was a damn show number. And somebody sounded so good on the other end, she was trying to tell me about calling somebody for the show. I tell her, who are you? Where you come from?
Hey, Mario, I'm sorry. You can't get her. That's Miss Audrey. Mississippi Joe already got her. He the only man we know that's got rooms reserved. He got rooms now reserved at the Red Lobster. Not a booth. He got rooms reserved at the Red Lobster.
What the hell? Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. I
don't know what he got, but I can guarantee you, I got that one. What the fuck is that noise? That's me, goddammit. I've been sitting on hold long enough. Shit, it took me an hour and 45 minutes to get on to these damn
shows today. Who is that? Who is this?
Coach,
this chick, man. Coach, oh, well, look at him. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? That's fine. I don't mind. You might go, but listen, hey, Jay Barnes, back to for real. Who the hell is this woman you got on the phone with me? And every once in a while, she put me on a private line and talked to me.
I told you, Mario, shut the fuck up. You already late. You should have been on last night. You late, motherfucker.
Look here. I ain't got to be late. This is my goddamn show. The woman called me, asked me, now, fuck what happened last night. I want to know what tonight.
How
do you know who this woman is?
Well, you can't get her. I already got her.
Who are you? Dog?
Yeah, I already got her. I'm telling you. I already got her, and Mr. Joe said he got a room reserved for her at Red Lobster. A room now.
Hey, dog. If you got her, I can come behind you. I know you a bottom feeder. We are.
Hey, I'm just like Mike here. It's just like putting a pistol, a 350 pistol in a damn. How you say it, Mike?
It's like putting an 800 pistol in a 350 block.
Hey, dog. Don't y'all be putting me in this conversation.
Jay Bonds, why the hell you ain't talking to us, Jay? Jay must be home with a wife. He can't never say nothing that ain't going to get home.
Hey, Lil Mo got his scared to talk.
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, Miss Audrey, you can talk to me.
Yes,
how are you? First of all, if I go any further, I don't want no charges. How old are you?
23.
God damn, don't keep talking about it.
What I'm trying to tell you, she off limits now, Mario. You late. What else you want to know about her?
Hey, Mario, that's my top blocker.
Hey.
You too old for that shit.
Hey, dog, if Jay Barnes, hey, one thing I do know, if Jay Barnes don't bring his ass over here, his daughter ain't going to be safe. But she told me he and his daughter best friends.
Oh, okay.
I know that much.
What else you want to know about her?
I don't
know
yet.
She got green eyes.
Are
she 5'7"? She weighs 172 pounds. What else you want to know?
172.
Yeah, she's fat.
172
pounds. She's fat.
I was trying to keep you off of her.
No,
I don't know. She brought about 200 pounds, man.
I tell y'all what.
I can stop all this, you know. It don't make no difference how old she is. It don't make no difference how big she is. But Audrey, just talk a little bit. I don't give a fuck how she looks at sound. Talk, Audrey.
What do you want me to say? You told me to wear a towel over my head. So what do you want me to say?
Hey, Audrey, you from Macon?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, I know I can get y'all. Y'all got watermelon stuff down there. They got watermelon pimp.
Watermelon pimp. God.
Yeah.
Hey, Mario, she do sound good, don't
it? I swear to God, dog. She got me. I've been waiting until I got to get you. I ain't going to call her to see that race car. That's why I stayed quiet so long. I was trying to. I hung up on the phone on camera so she could call me back on the private line.
Mario, I need to walk around the store with no car.
Hey, Mario, you know somebody
listening
to
you,
though.
Who
listening
to
me?
Who listening?
Neither
way.
Hey,
no way.
Oh, that's
Mario.
Who's my
boy with
dog, I ain't going to talk. Go ahead on with your conversation.
I didn't know who just. I promise you. Hi, Jay Barnes. Where Audrey at?
I'm here.
Well, you got to talk to me. And don't worry about the show. You ain't got to worry about that switchboard no more. You can cut that shit off. We're staying on. We ain't listening up. It's over with now. Miss Audrey, for real, how old are you? You 23?
I'm 25.
Oh, you 20.
Well, I know you ain't like a man old, Mario. That's why I tried to tell you she was 23.
Hey, Audrey, you got any kids?
Maybe.
Shit, you from Macon. Now, you know in Macon ain't but too much to do. Ain't too many people out there Macon don't have no kids already. You got
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
I ain't want to bust your bubble. But she bust mine last night. I didn't want to tell everybody, but since we said it last night, I got to tell you, too. She gay, man.
Hey, dog.
You like them that way,
though. I like the women. I like the ones that like women. Shit, that's the best one. You got a couple.
She'll do a man, but you got to have hair like Mike here, a DJ Gray.
Oh,
Grant.
Lord.
Is that a hype requirement? Is that a hype requirement?
Hey, dog, now you got to realize something. If she like women, what, hey, how old is Jay Barnes' daughter?
25.
Mm-mm.
That ain't your girlfriend, is it?
Might be.
I need some pictures of y'all. Y'all working for me. I like the way y'all sound. Send me some photographs through the air or something.
I'll be at Macon National Drag Race on Saturday. You come.
Now, when I come, let me tell you about Macon. That summit is 2 hours from anywhere. Where I'm staying down there? What y'all? Where y'all? How y'all live? And ain't no hotels in Macon.
Very good. there are hotels here.
Shit, y'all got a hotel. Y'all got bed and breakfast.
Well, I'll pull you in a private room later, and I'll give you my address. You can come stay with me. How about that?
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord, Mario.
Yeah.
One thing about it.
Oh, shit, I'm blocking. Where you at? I'm coming to make a nail. Shit.
Mario, I guarantee you, J-Boy in Texas is like, you pay good, you look on.
Let me take this though. I do pay well. I damn sure pay well now. I pay well. Ain't no, but see, look, here's the difference. Some people, you're supposed to leave a little something on the dresser. All y'all pay, y'all just don't realize it. Y'all talk shit to me because you said I might pay up front. When y'all get finished going, they call you asking about they want their hair done or the lights and shit's going to get cut off. All y'all paying for it. Y'all just mad at that shit, whether or not y'all know it or not.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mario. Every motherfucker out here paying for something.
They paying for it. If they not, you best believe go their ass close by. If you cover that shit at you for nothing, don't worry about why you ain't getting. You getting the same thing you putting in. Not shit. Guarantee you that. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Do you know this young lady?
No, I have no clue who she is. No clue whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all one thing for sure. When I tell you I'm going to be not the first, but the third person to do that game on making Saturday. And I guarantee y'all come Monday, I'm going to be able to tell you everything. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to be able to tell you everything that I physically see about them. Now, if there's anything else I can tell, I will.
Now, what you gonna do if you do get there and she weighs 200?
Well, then I'm going to tell her, see, Mario be here in a little bit.
Y'all gotta get DJ Grant a new lad, man.
Let me tell y'all, we went to the club and all now. So I done got a whole nother section over there because I ain't wanting to really think they with me. So him and them over there, I'm sitting in a whole other section right next to them. I'm yelling.
Mario, you didn't want to take down for the team, Mario?
No, listen to me, dog. I'll tell you something. Listen to me. Now, when I stop
Mario,
phone messing up, Mario. We can't hear you.
That is his phone. He riding probably on the road.
I'm on the way to Magic City, Atlanta, Georgia. Magic City, Georgia.
Why you ain't tell me ahead of time? So I can get
ready. I ain't going through Green County yet. You good? You got time? But what I'm telling y'all is this right here. Let me tell you the moral of the story. When we got back to that house, my partner ended up bringing that girl back and that big ass girl. When I tell you big attention. So let me tell you what I did. I had like I was real drunk on that rimming, right? I ran in the room and locked myself in my own room. So I left him around there talking. I really did fall asleep. But when I tell y'all, when I woke up, that girl, now listen, if y'all got any kids or anybody that ain't close to this, I can't tell y'all right now.
He was sitting on your face?
No, listen to me. Who might have been? Y'all need to hear this shit now. I'm about to tell you what God loves. It's God truth. Let me tell you something. That girl broke in my room. And when I tell you, and listen, I was dead asleep. When I tell you that girl started giving me the best shit I ever had, when I tell you she woke up, I ain't think she had no damn teeth. So when I opened up my eyes, I had my lights off in the room, right? But I say, man, I put a car out with you a little bit, dog. So let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you how much of a G I am. But my partner put me on this big ass girl that I ain't want nothing to do with. But she was doing that shit so good, I jumped up and ran upstairs and got him. Now the same motherfucker he tried to put me on, that fine one, she up there asleep before him. I look around, she done bumped in the room too.
Well, y'all stupid.
What he did, I don't know, I gotta let y'all tell him the rest, what he did. All I can tell you is this right here. Some big girl's all right with me.
You ain't got to ask twice.
Hey. But let me tell you this. That's the last one I'm taking for the team. I can tell you that right there. I ain't live that shit down yet.
Yeah, you let that woman in. Stop playing, man.
You know you did.
Hey, no, see that. You can see that grand. See that grand. Let me tell you something.
Hey, Mario, so what you saying? You got a one for the year. You take one for the team once a year. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, listen to me. I swear to God to y'all on this right here. I'm 31 years old.
I know.
I have never in my life took one for the team like this right here. When I say I have never in all my days did no shit like that right there. Y'all ain't got to believe me now. I'm telling you for real. Real shit.
Hey, Tricky Ricky, you need to find you some action for July 7th now. I was trying, man.
They try. I was trying to bring it to you. They want me to bring it to VNP.
Take them to boat.
So.
Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to do nothing with Tony Wright? You don't sit like Tony enough?
No,
I
don't.
To say.
He got a 31, I got a 33, and I got Willie Ball.
Oh.
He'll still try you.
Yeah. What the hell y'all trying to say?
I'm trying to give a damn how fast Ricky Ricky is.
I ain't fast. That's the whole thing. I ain't fast. It's slow.
I know Tony's still on
here. Right over here with them big ass tires, doggone. I mean, but he ain't dead. I mean, that ain't me. Those big ass goddamn tires.
Hey, y'all ain't got no fucking head on the phone. Hey, Mike.
Yo.
I didn't tell you about after 10 o'clock. We were talking about no damn race cars on here now. Y'all talk about race cars, start your own show up.
Right, it's after dark time.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with Audrey on this phone here. Y'all said play on me. Audrey.
Might be taking another one.
When she answered that weight question, I left it alone.
You might not
want to leave it alone.
Audrey.
She gone, Mario. She gone.
Tell him, Governor.
Man, come on, that bullshit, man. She got to be on the phone. If she's on this phone, I'm hanging up on everybody.
damn, Mario. Don't do that.
Mario, we kept on the phone last night at 11 o'clock. You don't know how to talk to her.
Y'all won't let him talk to you.
He's scared away.
No, hell no. Y'all already dissected the girl. She ain't got no more to talk about.
That's right. Because the man's on the phone. She's been giving a gag order. The man's on the phone.
That sounds like Showtime.
You got them right. That's who it is. That's who it is. Make no doubt about it. That's who it is.
He drunk too, man. Every time he starts talking loud, he drunk.
Hey,
it don't make no damn difference. Big, skinny, or tall. If they can't walk, I drag them.
Hey, his wife must be at work too.
Oh, hey, some of y'all don't got no cut cards whatsoever.
What, man?
Hey, what?
You don't need no cut cards on the dark.
No, you don't need shit. All you gotta do is find myself out. Jay Barnes. That damn
J-Ball
make me sick.
He's on the line.
Now, where you coming from?
Hey, Mario.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even worry about Jay. Since you at 9:20, at 10:20. They make me air my shit right at 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. Hey, listen. You only have eight people.
That's it. Hey,
that's what's talking to
eight people, though.
Hey, Audrey, why you don't want to talk to me? Why you going to tell me J. Ball, you heard me call your name earlier.
I'm sorry. I'm still running the board for you. I'm working for you tonight, baby. What's up?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is up?
Oh, okay, what do you want to know? What's up? Let's talk.
Listen. Hey, Audrey, for real. If you got some noise, you can mute any mic you feel like muting. You gotta talk to me for real right now. Listen to me.
Hold on, Mario. So she can mute me and type in like this.
No. That she knows she already got further instructions. You, Godfather. Now I can't call her naked. I don't want to pick no favoritism. But listen, Audrey.
Yes, darling.
Now be straight up with me. You like women?
We are going to have this conversation off the air. I'm giving you as much as I want to give you on that.
Hell no. We all want to know this shit. God damn it.
Right, that's right.
Well,
so forever hold your peace.
Are you going to be a maker? Hey, listen. Hey, Audrey, you know how you call my phone? You remember how you called my phone before the show started?
I do.
Remember how to call it after the show ends. As soon as I quick you call it.
Mario, at least you didn't say no when you had that question. She didn't say no, so you got a possibility.
Hey, I feel a phone call that John Force is in need here for the rest of us.
Say what?
A phone call to John Force for some pictures is in need for the rest of us.
Oh, okay. Well, look at the hundred.
Yes. I can't hear you, darling.
If you're going to be running the switchboard, you need to tell these fellas about yourself. So they know about
you. Okay, well, I want everyone to come to Macon National Drag Race on Saturday, and I will be there. And you all can ask me whatever you need to ask me.
Hold up. This.
What
you
going to have on? Do I make you horny?
I'm sorry?
What you gonna have on?
Do I make you horny?
Who the hell was that?
That's a record.
Just out the dog. He ain't got to worry about it. Keep talking.
I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know on another at another time. But you'll recognize me.
Mario, that might be dog. That might be dog in disguise.
You telling a damn lie.
Lord. Hey, Mario, nephew said that tell it like it is.
Have any of y'all caught on to the voice though? That's the voice for the advertiser ad, the TRZ ad, and something else.
Yeah, sure.
Good catch. It is.
Say
4130,
Will. Hey, Audrey, listen, Audrey, you don't have to tell us if you like women, but do you like men?
I do like men.
You do like men?
I do.
So do you?
She said that was a smile on her face. I do like men.
Hey, Mario, question me, how many letters lemonade on this phone?
You want me to tell you about what now? I can't hear you that well.
This is goddamn Green County. Can you hear me?
No, that Boost Mobile coming through the country.
I ain't got no fucking Boost. Don't try to play me. I got Verizon, motherfucker. You still can hear me? Mike, look at that. Just because you still
ain't
got that phone, stop shooting on me.
Ain't nothing wrong with Boost Mobile.
Mark, probably are you breaking up?
Well, did y'all say something to her then? Shit, if I'm breaking up so bad, y'all talk. Y'all scared. Y'all won't say what I'm going to say. Y'all seen that plan. I need to know what's going on. Jay Barnes act like he can't hear me. But him, go ahead.
The rest of us got our wives listening. We ain't been saying shit wrong.
Well, look here.
I got a question. How the hell you know Jay Barnes?
His daughter and I are best friends.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Best friends. What, is she with you? Is she beside you?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. I need to find. Hey, you got a boyfriend?
No.
Ding, ding. Ding. Jackpot. Does Jay Bond daughter have a boyfriend?
Well, that was an update. That was an update from last night. Huh? Last night she said maybe.
No, the question was last night, the question was, do I have a man? The question tonight is, do I have a boyfriend? The answer is no.
Well, look here. Let me ask you something. Do you have a financial provider?
God damn, Mario, you driving a hard bargain, bro.
No, hey, Mario, keeping it real.
Hey, Trigger, let me tell you something.
I think Mario might be running with AC and the old Jackson with that kind of stuff.
Hey, Trigger, let me tell you something. She can get her rent paid before we get a new converter for that Mustang.
Let me tell you something, y'all. I don't know if y'all ever been to Macon, but it's no sense to me lying like I'm going to be back and forth down no damn Macon. I got to make the best out of this trip when I go. So y'all can kill that right now. I'm trying to have me a reason to go to Macon. Or get up out. You got a car?
Do I have a car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you like
Damn.
It?
Damn.
Do I like my car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Mike,
okay,
you can't
just,
hey,
would you like a new one?
She got a damn station wagon. She got six goddamn kids.
Hey, she definitely got my city. If she got six kids, one thing you can better believe, that shit good. You can believe that.
No, that just means she got them frozen and didn't take no damn birth control.
They don't mean that. That's in Macon. And Macon, they don't believe in no rubber in Macon. They talk about it. They keep it itself. And that means it's good, too. Or it could be convenient. It's a difference.
Okay, let me follow over.
Hey, DJ Grant. What DJ? Yeah. That might be DJ talking. DJ the clock. DJ.
Oh, shit. That's my heel.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it between is that between DJ and Mike?
Is that Jay Barnes talking?
Yeah.
Yep,
what that's
Jay
Barnes.
Jay Barnes, now you're back on the phone. Jay Barnes, who is this young lady you got on the phone running the switchboard?
She's a nice young lady and a Christian girl who tried to
Jay Barnes,
Jay Barnes, Jay Barnes, Jay Barnes, what's your weight? How much you weigh?
125. I told that last night. 125.
No, we asked
at night. Jay Barnes, how much your daughter weigh?
I would say probably 140 maybe.
How tall is she though?
Oh, she about 5'7", 5'8", some of that.
How many kids she got?
One.
How many kids are there?
No, I can't talk about all this business. I can't get all this business. I can't get all this business, you know.
Jay Barnes, look here. Wait, your daughter got a boyfriend? Jay.
They in conference right now. Him and I was in conference right now.
And no, we're not.
Jay Barnes, look here. I'm gonna tell you the truth. What is there to do down in Macon on a Friday night besides damn, what y'all be doing in the field or something? What y'all call that shit y'all be out there doing? At a bonfire.
What part of Macon have you been to?
Shit, the track. That's all I know. I didn't get through that. I ain't seen nothing else.
Okay, that's why you're so confused. I understand now.
Well, I tell you what, where can you take me to in Macon? Where can you come show me around? I'm going to come down there Friday night. Can you show me around?
No, I have to work the switchboard on Friday night.
Oh, hell no. You can get off that. We can get that taken care of.
Well, shit, switch days, you take Mick's job on Thursday with me, and then let Mick work Friday, and then you can go out with Mario Friday.
Wow, you really got to work that, don't you?
Y'all just told her Red Lobster would rent it out on Friday.
Hey, Audrey, have you ever played the lottery? Have you ever played the lottery?
No.
You never played the scratch off or nothing like that?
No.
Well, when I tell you, you just scratched off by using the right, you just won.
Please enter your password.
All you
or
do
if you enter the wrong mailbox number, press star.
What the hell? Who called it?
I'm not sure who that
Please
was.
Please enter your password. Or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number, press star.
Go ahead, Mario.
No,
sorry, you're having
playing.
Trouble. Please try again. Goodbye.
Y'all sit and fuck around. Me and my partner, I'm coming out of Macon Friday. Y'all sit and watch me. I'm going to be working the gate Saturday. Audrey, are you going to take me out for real or you not going to take me out?
No, I don't take men out. They take
me out. No, you're not. No, trust me. Don't. That's not going to be the issue. What I'm saying is, if I come down there, you can show me around. I don't know nothing about Macon.
Mario, somebody text me and told me to tell you. Somebody's sitting beside them, listening.
When I tell y'all I'm about to get to Maryland fast as hell, I'm getting a flat out here. Y'all ain't got to answer that kind of phone. Don't worry about Macon. Don't tell me anything about Macon.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I tell y'all what. Fuck, nigga. I ain't coming to Macon no more. Y'all act like that with me or Macon? Damn, Macon. I'm getting here. All right. K-ass on the making. I know I'm going. See, one thing about it. I didn't already see confirmation on what Mike's talking about. Shit, me.
Mario, your nephew is on the phone.
Hold on.
Nephew.
Hold that tight.
Nephew on the phone.
Nephew, what's up, partner?
Oh, boy, you stupid.
Mario, what's up? Me? Well, soon I get to Atlanta. I'm about 20. I'm probably, let me see where I'm at. I got to be about 45 minutes from Magic City. Nephew.
Oh.
Me going with 285.
Oh, shit. You what you looking? Hey, homie.
Huh? Yeah.
Where you at? You up this way for real?
I'm passing. Yeah, trust me. I'm already through green. I'm out of green already.
Shit. I'll see you at Magic.
We going to ride
the
chicken.
You can't do the floor.
Hey, Mike.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Mike, look here now. For real. You can look at all bullshit aside right now. Mike, I booked that flight, man. We leaving. I can leave on out here from here.
Well, you might well. I'll just send you that picture first.
Audrey is acting crazy. Don't worry about that right there. I'm going to Paris.
Hey, Jay Ball told you the most important thing you need to know. He said a good Christian girl. Now, you know they be some freaks sometimes.
You talking about that game, Mo?
Audrey, I ain't talking about you now. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Ain't nothing like knocking down the preacher or the bishop, daughter. Tell her, girl, how you do all that now? And your daddy get up there, amen. Huh?
Hey, that's why Jay Bond always tell me he got Bible study and shit every day.
Right.
Hey, Tyke.
Right.
Hey, Tyke.
Vacation Bible class.
Hey, Tyke. Guess what I got with me? I got the mayor and your other nephew.
Hey, they with you?
Right now. They can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. Well, voila. Magic. Hey, boy. You know I've been a good boy around the house too.
Hey, Tyke, guess what?
What?
You know what we in, don't you?
Oh,
Mario, Mario, look at your phone.
Mike, I just got that text. You sitting there acting crazy. I'm trying to tell you, I'm finna wake my travel agent up tonight.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mel.
Mel.
Yo. What's going on, homie?
Well, you already know. Magic City.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute, baby. Let me go home and change right quick and see if I got anything in my favors and checking.
Like, you know, that way you go home at 10:40. You can't come back out that door.
Yeah, not coming out that house. Hold up. Well, make me call my wife right now and tell her I'm going to Magic City. Now,
you know
that? I will be with on damn Mario show, and she going to say, I don't care where you go at. Just leave my little change on the dresser. Okay.
Hey, Tyke. Hey,
Tyke.
I try to tell all of them earlier. I don't care how you look for it. You paying for it one way or the other. I don't give a damn how you doing it.
Oh, but she ain't paid a damn a house note or rent or whatever you want to call it. She ain't paid now one of them motherfuckers in 7 years. I wish.
Let me tell you the bad part.
What?
Hey,
I don't pay
them. Let me tell you the bad part. I wish I could say that. If you had all of them together, I probably would have paid about 7 years worth of house.
Yeah, otherwise, boy. You know. I tell you the truth, man. It's rough, boy. I'm going to get me one of them Rimmers and Red Bull, and let's do it.
Hey, Ty, you know you got a new name, right?
Hey, you know that Remy on deck?
You LMB now. You know that, right?
LMB.
You little mo bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Hey.
Little mo bitch.
Hey. I kicked him over. He can call me that. But I'm a motherfucking struggle his ass.
That's first time I ever attacked, man. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. A little more tight, man, been talking all night. They just did that shit. That was something for the TV.
What'd you say, dog?
I know you a little more, y'all been talking all night. You know I know the deal, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, you rotten motherfucker.
Well, I had to goddamn it.
Hey,
I had to goddamn it say it. Well, I had to say it too, bitch. We all had an agenda.
Oh,
hey, I ain't talking about that right now. Hey, Mike.
Dude.
Hey, Mike. Mike,
yes,
look
sir?
Here. You sent that one text wrong. Tell her I need to text that account number. I mean, them digits. Them numbers.
Tell them.
I need to find out what's going on.
Hey, homie, you pay like you weigh, I see. Hey,
I work on
tight.
That.
Tight. Hold on now. Look here. Let me
tell
say something.
Tell the man. I ain't no kissing tonight.
Hey, you know the man get that rim in him. When the man get that rim in him, everything he see, you low.
Yeah, it's that love.
Hey, tight man. Hey, tight.
What?
Tight man.
What? What?
Hey, if you can't be with the one you love the one you with.
You stupid.
Hey, tight. You sitting here playing, man. I'm telling you, we about to be in double digits.
Hey, by the time y'all get situated, man, I'll be coming out. I'm in the third division. I just was bullshitting, knocking down a couple of bills.
Well, look here. You need to come get with it.
Huh?
Man, what the hell? I mean, too late. Man, what the fuck, man?
It ain't
too late. No, I ain't talking about that, man. Mike really about to make me mad, man. For real now. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, I told you had to be careful. I told you had to be careful what you're saying on these shows. People be listening. I tried to warn you earlier.
Man, listen, man. They got to realize this is true TV entertainment. They don't say that when they watch Atlanta Housewives and shit. You know that shit be put on.
You ain't never seen one of them shooting in the gym.
Hey, no, listen. Hey, tight. For real, though, let me tell y'all something real shit. Now, Mike knows what I'm talking about. When I tell you, like, this woman is when I say beautiful, I'm talking about, like, you remember on Harlem Nights? When Richie called home and said, he told his kids, look here, let me put your mom on the phone. I ain't never coming home no more.
Yeah.
When I call home and tell poor Omar he won't see me this time next year, I'm carrying my ass to D.C. I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
I'm going to go.
Hey, Mike. I'm leaving the race car and everything down here. I don't want to see none of that shit no more. I'm going. Hey,
I'll be to the house and get it. She ain't that damn bad, homie.
Hey,
leave
hey,
that shit in. Let me tell you something, boy. I can't say what I want to say, even though this is After Dark TV. I meant radio. I can't say it.
You know what you can say?
You know I get greasy now, homie.
Hey, you can say it, huh? I'm telling you, it's okay to say it. It's okay to say it.
There
you go.
The end result is the same.
Say what?
The end result is the same, boy. They all get wet.
I know, but let me tell you something.
Mario, she said drop $1,500. You're going to book me a flight and hotel when you get there.
Say what? She said,
let me say something to you. Hold on. Let me tell y'all the difference, right? Y'all laughing. Y'all still playing. Let me show you what I'm going to do. She ain't got to drop none of that. All she got to do is send her name and date of birth and watch when I wake that travel agent up tonight. All she got to do is put that bump in the airport and show ID. They going to escort her everywhere since she got to go.
Guess what? You're broke if you can't. If you don't call the travel agent on the show, ain't no need of you talking no more shit.
You say what now?
If you don't click over and call the travel agent, there ain't no need of you talking no more shit. Not tonight.
Hold up, goddamn it. I'ma show.
Hey, Mario, what you really need to do is tell Jay Bond they need to make them click them home. Quit damn texting me. They over there to hide on the number. You want a number, Mario?
Damn right, I want a number. Light the sweet board up.
I'm gonna take it to him, Mike. Cause if I get the number, I'm telling you, I'm gonna call now. Come on, Scott. Get in the house.
They don't want to get on. So I ain't even finished that conversation. No. They told me no, they don't want to get on.
Nah.
Hey, what
the fuck
is this, man?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Ask them
how they looked on the internet and seen Slip and Slide. That's me.
Slip and Slide.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me, boy. I'm just saying.
She told me she was going to be a special guest on your show anyway, unless she was going to get on. Audrey, you see some 240 numbers on there. They claim they're going to get on anyway. Yeah, if I would let them on, they're going to be nosy as hell anyway trying to see what's going on.
Okay. I tell you what, Mike, you can't say nothing wrong. Aha.
Hey, okay, hey, hold on. Hey, Andrea.
Yes.
I need you to do me one favor. I need you to put me on the private line real quick, please.
Okay, just a moment.
The hell?
Ty.
Huh?
See what kind of ties that Dreher got when she come back on. She got some 33s or some 29s.
Okay. What'd you say, Kelly?
Hey, Ty.
I'm listening.
Hey, Ty, man, hold on for 1 minute. Hold on one goddamn minute right here. Hold on. I'm like, I'm going to show you how to get this. Now, Mike, before we go through this right here now, if I put if they get ready to get Mike, yell at him if you want
him. He talks
Mike,
to you.
Where's the Mario? You think I'm playing? This light's going to get lit up here in 1 second.
We all see.
Okay, we
go. You're weak if you don't.
Hey, tight man, my phone, I got too many people on three-way, but listen, this is my travel agent number. Dial this number right now on your phone. 803.
Okay.
You heard me?
Yeah,
351-595-9586.
Okay.
When you dial it, pick up, tell you Mario on the phone. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
Well, Mike, I'm gonna show you about me.
Sure.
Mike, while you're on the phone, tell him send that itinerary. Send that information I need.
What's he doing?
Sandy!
What?
What you doing? You sleep?
Yeah.
Well, you got to wake up. This is emergency.
Okay, what's the matter?
I need to get some flights out of Maryland ASAP.
At a Baltimore, Maryland?
I don't know. Mike, what part of Maryland is it?
BWI.
Hold on. Oh, shit, that
way. Hey, Cindy.
What?
I just met a young lady that might change my whole life.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Cindy, I got to get her down here. Can you get this flight booked for me? Can you get up and book this flight for me?
Mario, what's Cindy look like?
What'd you say, Cindy?
Oh. Cindy old.
Huh?
I told him I was old.
No, what are you talking about old? I ain't looking. They send that plan.
I thought about me.
Cindy, tell them what you are to me.
I'm your travel agent.
Thank you. And I tell you, see what time of night you woke up. Can you book this flight for me is all I need to know.
Yes.
Thank you, man. And I need them staying in the best place. I mean, what's going on? And what's the best place to go, Mike?
Hey, Cindy, why you ain't book me a trip to the Dominican yet? We supposed to be having in July.
You gonna book some room at Red Lobster?
Well, come on, y'all just text me on that. I'll book you the Hard Rock in the DR.
Cindy,
Look here, we're not talking about damn Dominican Republic. I'm trying to get these two ladies out of Maryland. Mike, stop playing with Cindy now.
Mario, we can take Mario.
You echoing, Mike. Cut it down a little bit. Hey, you echoing.
Call nephew on the phone with me. I said, so why they can't go with us?
They can't go to Dominican. Hell no, not in no Dominican Republic.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
You can't. Tell them what I had to do when I went to the Republic. You remember I had to send back for more money when I went to Dominican?
Did you what?
I said, tell them about when you booked all of us at the Dominican Republic. Did I want to come home?
No.
Tell them what I did the whole time.
I don't exactly know what you did.
Hey, Mario, I got checked in and said, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, huh?
Well, you need to text me. I need their names, middle initial, and a date of birth. And
I already told them.
Huh?
Oh, I already told them. Hey, listen, you know, and tell them what kind of, tell them they're not going to have no layover or none of that. They're going to come straight through. You know how I want it.
They're going
no
to come
to
Columbia or Charlotte?
Mario got to come to Atlanta. Atlanta flies straight to the Dominican.
What the hell you mean? Everybody flies straight through if you got that money. you can fly direct when you want to. You ain't got no problem with that. We fly straight from Charlotte to Dominican.
Right.
That's right.
But
Cindy,
you
got to
You can fly from Atlanta there, too, now, direct.
I don't want to fly from Atlanta. He's going to drive me. We're going to fly. Listen, right now I'm trying to get from Maryland to Charlotte. That's all I need to get them.
Maryland to Charlotte.
Yes.
All you got to do is their names and their birthdays, and I will book them.
I got the name right here. You ready? Her name is Willie Watson.
No.
Dude, y'all, what?
Is that Willie Mae Watson?
Hey, Sydney, you can go back to sleep. They're not saying. I told them
I can't see their names and their birthday.
Right.
When you want them to come. They can't come tonight.
No, they can't come tonight.
In the morning?
Before I do it, I got to get me one or two more confirmations on through. And then once I get that confirmation, I'm going to tell you to fire off. When you fire off,
okay.
I'm But I got one or two things I got to check on first.
Mario. Mario, she checked me so she can pay for her own flight and can pay for you. Wow.
Hold on, time out. Everybody on this phone be quiet, please.
What?
Now, I don't want to be rude on this phone by far.
Okay.
But I had a young lady just tell me she could pay for her own flight and pay for mine.
What?
Did you hear that?
You got to a rich woman?
Well, Mario, you got a rich. I like them kind.
Man, send it. When I tell you, I'm gonna give you her phone number so she can go ahead and book me. I ain't got no problem.
Yeah.
Send it.
Okay.
That'll be the first time I ever had to call you and tell you no shit like that.
No. Usually it's the other way around.
Stop telling all the business in there now. You might tell too much. Don't tell everybody else. Okay, sweet. Hey, Cindy, who is your best travel agent client?
Hello?
Mario.
That's right. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ty. Go ahead.
Now, what you told me I had to get on that phone to do just now?
You my hero.
Okay. Now, that's all I would. Like my partner Mo say, where he from, they say straightness. Hey, Mike.
You.
Tell your friends, look here now. They're not going to be just They're not going to be just disrespecting me like that about that money now. Now, I know I might not have as much as her. That's perfectly fine. But she ain't got to get on the radio or tell me she can buy me a flight. I need that flight. Now, I'm going to be looking for that flight. I'm saying that right now.
Good luck.
Hurt my feelings.
Good luck. I've been looking for mine, too. Good luck. I've been looking for mine, too.
She weak if she don't pay for it.
What she is like?
She weak if she don't pay for it.
Sorry, why are you whispering?
Sorry, sorry, you whispering. You're still whispering now.
You're trying to sneak the man's business, too.
Sorry, you're trying to get your
Hey, Pike can walk in the house.
Hey, baby.
I can't talk right now.
Hey, babe, would you tell them that it's okay for me to go out?
Mm-hmm.
Will you say it's okay?
Okay, babe.
Okay. Thank you.
She said,
that's
okay,
a recording.
You done went in the bathroom and made a record.
Come on, man.
Hey, Jay Barnes, I told you to call I told you to call Block Talk and order extra hour tonight. Now, we don't need to be going out while everybody's talking. We finna go
off. You're
going to
be going off in about another 7 minutes.
6 minutes.
Now, this don't make no damn sense. I just paid the bill up for this month. Jay Barnes, what are you taking my money and doing with it?
Smoking crack.
Hey, Mike can already bust him tonight when he told me he had 500 calls and they didn't cut him off tonight. Oh, you can always get in my show.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, boy, it's a damn shame. Hey, for real, though. Hey, Mike, my feelings are a little hurt, though, for real. I tell you, friend,
I wouldn't be hurt. I want one nigga not paying them bills with me.
No, I ain't talking about that shit. I'm sorry. I can care less about that. I don't talk about that. We'll get where we got to go. But look here. What I'm saying to you is this here. Stop playing with me, man. You said that joking on the show. I need to know what the real is. That's why she can't talk. She probably in there whispering too.
What part of Maryland y'all trying to get to? Let me know.
No, see that's one thing about me. I don't want to go nowhere around where they live. Hell no. Put me on neutral ground.
You need to know where the gay neighborhood is.
Better cancel that flight for Willie. What do you call him? Willie Watts.
Willie Watson. Don't say Willie May Watson.
Willie May.
don't
mind why you talking that shit. What time we pull the run? We locked, motherfucker.
We is. What time we locked for then?
That's what I'm asking you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, got your ass.
No,
yeah,
no, you think you outspit me, but if you don't lock out of time, you got to run for the track close, bitch.
No, that's what you say. We ain't came across no time, bitch.
Well, you sped it up. If we lock in the race on the doggone on the 23rd,
okay,
you,
well, just
you don't lock
go
no time,
and lay
then,
wait on
time. Oh, we race for the track close.
Yeah, go on stage and lay wait on
me. No, you going to run Dolomite head up?
No, he's going to give me the break with smoking.
Oh, really?
I like smoking.
What's that? LMB. LMO.
He called me.
What is it?
LMB.
Oh, LMB.
LMB.
LMB, you better hush.
It's
Nightman, not me.
I tell you what, while y'all sitting y'all ugly ass home, looking at y'all ugly ass lives, watch where we be at tonight.
Magic City.
That's all right. I'm going to be
good. Hey, Mike.
It's
hey, all right.
It's what young men.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
What
you coming out
men
with him? Why, Mike, after you talk. Mike, you mean, Mike, what do you mean for real? You mean Twit pick you when I'm passing right now?
No. Matter of fact, call me when you get on the show.
Hey, Mike. Hey, I'm at 101 right now. I'm almost in D.C. I'm at 101 right now. I beat you in 20 miles.
You know, I got to go cross town.
Keep that pick.
Hold on.
Yeah. Huh? Hey, I'm in Newton. I'm in Newton County right now.
Yeah. You going cross town or you want
hey, Mario, she told me today she ain't trying to hurt your pride. She just normally don't mind paying for her own way.
Tell her, I got a different approach. Let me put hers up. So see, if we ever run into trouble, I know I got me some backup. Let me spend mine while I got it. She can put hers up for a little while. Yeah, I'm not worrying about it.
What? You messing up the game?
Can't Tank Man to put his phone on mute, a big head bastard.
And he in there whispering in the whole damn house.
Hey, I ain't trying to get Junior.
In that damn whisper. Hey, Tank, tell her you a Mario. You all right? Tell her you a big homie.
Hey, Mario, you already got me a little jacked up. Phil was texting me, talking about you don't need to go to the strip club, Mario.
Well,
why not?
Run
hey, that's a good thing for him to go to strip club. That's all he can do is look at it. He damn sure ain't gonna fuck nothing.
Hey,
you're right. You're right, dog. You got a point. You got a good point, dog.
Hey, Mike. I was always told if you had an opinion about something, you had to be doing what it takes to fix that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't want you to go, then what that means she got to do?
You need to fix the problem. I agree with you.
Only thing I can tell you when you leave Magic, you come home off of that Remy Red Bull and you put on
you need to quit whispering over there, man.
Boy, I ain't whispering.
Hey, Mike, for real, are you coming?
Dude.
Are you playing? You coming?
Hey, man, I told you, I'm finna drop nephew off and then I'm going to the house.
No, Brian, don't do nephew like that. Bring nephew with you. Nephew, Miss Daisy.